This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harvest the Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello.
Hello, we're back.
Welcome back. Have you missed us?
What, me?
No, yeah, have you missed us?
Yeah.
It's
been a month, hasn't it?
A month off. A month off. Oh, so much has happened.
What's happened, Rich?
Nothing. Done nothing.
Done nothing.
No, it's been good. It's been an eventful sort of month. Been sad to be away from here, obviously.
Yeah.
Because we love you guys. They're not listening.
Yeah, so our producer just back from those guys.
Yeah, just casually chatting through our radio show. The highlight of the week. I'm only joking.
What have you been doing? Because otherwise it's going to be boring. Isn't
okay,
it?
What have I been doing? Should I talk about that now, or what's coming up on the show?
Do that.
Okay, what's coming up on the show?
Yeah.
Right, so before we go into our little sort of chitty chat bit, up on the show today, we've got Kurt Russell news, stalking Kurt Russell, sort of a mini update.
Have we though?
Yeah, it's not like a massive one. It's not like we've found him and he's our mate now, but it's a little one step closer.
Well, I've got some Burt Russell news as well.
Burt Russell?
Yeah.
So any fans of Burt Russell out there, he's an anonymous man from the internet who's Andy's found.
Yeah, basically we couldn't find any Kurt Russell news one week, so I just went on the internet trying to find any sort of Kurt Russell on Facebook, and I found a Burt Russell. He's into trout fishing.
Okay.
But he's done some more exciting stuff on his Facebook page that I've just secretly spied on him. So
Just so you get some sort of idea what this guy's like, didn't he like kiss a horse?
No, he posted a picture of his daughter kissing a horse and a picture of him when he fell over and hurt his nose.
So Burt Russell with a tender nose.
Yeah.
Look forward to that. We've got news.
Oh, yeah?
News. Yeah, we've got news. We've got facts, some facts from you.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite exciting.
Don't get too excited about those ones, to be honest with you.
We've got some shit facts, so look forward to those. We've also got a woman coming in who is an expert on psychopaths and psychopathy, and her name is Ailba O'Loughlin, pronounced Alva O'Loughlin, who is studying...
Why didn't you pronounce it properly the first time?
Because I didn't see that bit. I read the name, then someone's putting brackets for me because I'm thick.
Oh, right.
Pronounce it like this, you fool.
Okay. Who is
studying...
Do.
She basically studies law in the Department of LSE. She's got an interest in personality disordered offenders and criminal and mental health law. So we're going to be speaking to her about psychopaths and determining, am I one?
Oh, yeah, if we're going to find out Rich's one. Me and you did a psychopath test.
Yeah.
About 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But I've always suspected...
Right. What, even when we were kids?
Well, not when we were kids, but ever since I found out what a psychopath actually was.
So
it'd be good to put this thing to bed because, yeah, you're definitely on the spectrum.
Right, we're going to nip it in the bud. Am I on the psychopathic spectrum or not? Yeah. I do think I'm a bloody good actor.
What?
And that sort of veers into my sort of personal life.
Yeah, but you said you think you might be one.
Yes, but let's talk about this later.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so that's it. And some music.
Yep.
Cool music from Andy's brain, because I never really picked the music, but I did hear one of the songs coming up later. It's a belter.
Good.
It's a bloody belter.
So look forward to that.
Yeah. So yeah, what have we been up to?
You've been to Edinburgh, haven't you?
Yes, I went to Edinburgh. That was a nice experience. The Food Bar guys were up there. Didn't see them,
did you?
Couldn't be bothered. No, you're joking. She's looking at us. I didn't have time. I flew in, and they'd already sorted off, actually. I flew on the Friday night, and they left on the Saturday. So I literally bezzed in there, missed Sam Simmons, which is annoying. But I got in to see a lot of shows. It's quite good, because, you know, I'm a thrifty man.
Yeah.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
So I went up there with some nice people. But what I did was, since I went there, I left them all and basically headed out on my own. Because basically what I found, Andy, is it's nice to go with your friends, but it's even better when you go to a show. And because it's just you, you can go, oh, please let me in. I'm bought a ticket or anything, but a little bit of space. They go, get in, you little shit.
So you basically use your friends to buy you a flight to Edinburgh.
That's correct.
And as soon as you got there, a flight accommodation, as soon as you got there, dump them.
Yep.
And just pretend to be like little poor orphan boy.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
The Edinburgh way. It's quite good. So I went there, I got to see Tim Key, who was amazing. Who else did I see? Tim Key. Oh, he's the one who sticks in my head. There's Tim Key. Who's the other guy I saw? Daniel
just
Kitson.
Yeah.
Wrangled into his show, don't tell him.
Right.
He was amazing.
Know, so
but obviously, it's hard for me because, as you know, I struggle sitting still, don't I, for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, for any more than like 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, unless it's something of maybe, if it's something to do with me.
Yeah, if you're watching you on a big screen,
I can
you sit still for hours.
Like a mute person.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's someone else, I sort of get wriggly and I think, oh, shit. And when someone does a good joke as a comedian.
Jealous.
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sort of like, damn, that was good. So it's sort of the good and the bad get confused.
So you just went to Edinburgh to get annoyed for 3 days?
Yeah, but for free.
Right. So it doesn't matter if you're being annoyed. If it's for free, you don't mind.
If I'd have paid, I would have been seething. Right. I'd have had to steal something from the crowd to, like, equal out the balance.
Yeah, you do that. This is what, like, basically, one time, I think we spoke about it before. One time, Rich had to mend his jacket.
Yep.
So we went to a corner shop, and there was basically some thread. There was a needle and some thread.
Expensive.
But they were separate. So you had to buy the needle and the thread. You wanted to steal the needle. It's like, no, don't steal the needle. Just buy the needle and thread.
I couldn't do it.
And it was £2.50, and you were so angry. You're angry 3 days. But you had to go and steal a packet of peanuts from another shop to just make yourself feel better.
I had to get the quid back, mate. That's the thing. I had to, like, because if not, I'm down.
But I can't go into that other shop because I reckon they suspect that you nicked those peanuts. So I was by proxy. What is it?
I soiled your name?
You soiled my name, so I can't go in there anymore. It's right next to my house.
Well, just go in the other one, the one that hates it. Hates you. But Nisa.
I can't go into them because they hate me.
So now you've got nowhere you can go to
no,
food.
No, exactly. There's only one place left, and I'll probably do something to piss them off.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so who else did you see? You saw those guys.
I saw those guys, and it was quite funny. The person out, I've made a little witty joke. I was up there with Rebecca, our producer, and she for something else, and she basically got ill when we were there, and she her face went black and swelled up.
What?
That's why I left.
It would get frostbite in the face.
Sort of. It was like frostbite without the. Basically, she ate some nuts, and it's called prophylactic shock.
That's something to do with you.
No, it's something to be hard. Like,
oh,
it
right.
just spreads. So her face went all black like a raisin.
I thought prophylactics were like condoms.
Oh my god. Maybe that's what a boner is. It's prophylactic shock. Johnny shock. Sounds great. But anyway, look, this is quite serious. I shouldn't be laughing about Johnny.
Yeah, she went to prophylactic shock then.
So she went to prophylactic shock. Right, and she basically had to go to the she got very sad about it, and she had to go to the doctors for some antihistamine.
She went sad about going into shock.
Yeah, very depressing shock. She went to a sad Johnny shock all over her face. And
and her face went black, seriously.
Yeah, swear down. Her lips went blue black.
Right, so she looked...
That's one of those exaggeration things I do.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Lies,
sound right.
Sorry. So, anyway, she went to get an injection... You're missing my joke, I'm going to say.
Sorry, go on.
Maybe it's not really a joke, I've sort of hyped it up too much.
This will be hilarious, go on.
Get ready for a hilarious joke, dudes. she went in and got... She had to get an injection in herself of antihistamines because she was in pain and she needs something to ease the pain. And the doctor said, I'll give you an injection to ease the pain.
Right.
And I said, when in Rome?
I don't get it.
She's in Scotland. Is that what they'll do up there? Inject themselves to ease the pain.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good, isn't it?
It's pretty good. It's a little bit, what's it called? Stereotyping and bigotry.
Yeah.
We'll probably get some nasty emails and phone calls from that.
Please don't do that if you are in Scotland. Listen.
Oh, so you've got some other cliches that you've stereotyped Scotland, haven't you?
Which ones?
About the food.
Oh, yeah, well, the food there was, you know, I'm not exactly a food connoisseur, as you know.
No, you don't eat it.
I'm sat here with a Mr. Brown's cappuccino iced coffee, which I got for a quid from a Japanese man.
Right.
And some £1 grapes from Tesco's because they've been reduced. Don't go to Tesco's. Go to a, you know, smaller sort of personal shop. I'm trying to say that.
Why?
I didn't want to sound like a corporate whore, did I?
Oh, right, okay.
Tesco's. Basically there was no healthy food in the whole of Edinburgh. And it was just pizzas and kebabs and deep fried Mars bars. And
So Edinburgh's not very healthy?
No, awful right, place.
Okay, well, I'm just going to shock you here.
Really?
Actually, to be fair, it's not about Edinburgh.
Go on.
But I can't find it now.
Right.
Because I clicked on your stupid Facebook page instead. But, like, apparently, Glasgow has just been named the most friendly vegan city in the UK.
Get sodded.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a Whole Foods anywhere in sight.
But that's Edinburgh, but yeah.
But is there...
Has that shocked you?
Yeah, it has. Because, like, the people there don't particularly look, you know, I'm just...
What are you saying here?
No. I'm just...
Go on, let's go
to something else.
We can just slag off the whole of Scotland.
No. I think Scottish people are great, and I love the fact that they wear skirts and throw logs around.
Progressive.
And just eat porridge. And just.
Okay, let's stop now, because you are just literally being offensive.
I'm joking. I literally. Can I be honest now? Sod the jokes off. I had a fantastic time. They're a very warm place of people who, you know, welcomed me with open arms, like, you know, one of their own. Maybe because I've got flame hair.
You hate warm places, though. It's boiling in the studio. You literally came in, opened the windows, go, oh, it's too hot in here, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Where's air conditioning?
It is boiling in here. And Adam's ill.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
No.
I've had a hell of a week with ill people already. I had to go and do a voiceover in a booth. I got there. You know what I'm like with ill people. I don't like it, do I?
No.
I've got a little mask that I wear when Andy's sick, when I'm around him. I got to this sound voiceover booth, some dirty tissues in the corner. I literally did that thing that, like, pedantic people do. I got their phone and just nudged them off on the floor and ugh. What's that? Ugh. And it, with the guy's phone, just so he knew.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that. And then I sort of did the voiceover really half-heartedly. I went, oh, so, you know, welcome down to just, whatever the thing was. And just to let them know.
Right.
So don't be messing with me.
Look on your face, like, I got them. Got them there.
Really got them, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want a half-assed, if you want a half-assed voiceover, then just leave some dirty hankies around.
Yeah, get Richard round.
You'll get what's coming to your boyo.
Yeah. Should we have a song and then come back to hear more about what we're on about?
Yes, please.
All right, this is Health with Stone Fist.
Yes, Health.
With Stone Fist, quite appropriate. We're just talking about health. Richard getting ill all the time, or thinking he's getting ill.
I am, mate. For the fault of others.
Yeah.
Not through my own.
No, not for your own.
I have a juice every morning, just so you know.
Do you? Yep. Oh, wow. Great. Thanks for that.
Cool.
What? Oh, look, he's opened the window again.
No,
too hot.
Shutting it.
Oh, you shut it. Yeah, exactly.
Go on.
Right. What are you talking about next?
You were saying about, you want to talk about this funny thing.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say about, you know, have you ever said, well, it must happen to you a lot, actually, because you think you're hilarious, right?
What?
But have you ever said something that you thought was the funniest thing you've ever said?
Yeah.
But no one laughed?
Loads.
Yeah, I know. I thought you'd have this all the time. You must have loads of examples.
No, it never happens.
No, it never happens. No, everyone's laughing. Everyone's always laughing at you. No, I just remember me and you went to my bed. Do you remember when we were kids?
Yeah.
I remember this one thing I said, and I'm still annoyed about it to this day. Because we went to Marbella, right?
I think I know this.
And yeah, you did because you were there, right? On some, it's like on the evenings they used to have different entertainers and performers and stuff. And one night there was like a lady magician, and she did this trick. What did you did a weird face then?
No, I said go on.
Went ooh.
No, I didn't. That's sexist, mate. I didn't do that. I said I went ooh. I sat on something. Go on.
Anyway, this lady magician, and then like there's a big crowd of people, families and stuff like that. Obviously in Spain, a lot of, you know, loads of people
it's,
there,
yeah,
families. And there's a lady magician. She did this trick. I can't remember what the trick was. She finished this trick. Everyone clapped, and I shouted, "Burnish is a witch."
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't laugh. No one laughed. No, I mean, most of them were Spanish.
Because I was trying to probably get in there a little bit.
What?
Oh, who's that?
Don't listen to him.
Don't know this
You're
guy.
Not a witch. You're a lovely one.
Yeah, you're a lovely, lovely witch.
Yeah. But I'm annoyed about that. I thought it was funny.
That was probably your first joke.
Maybe. Hang on, I was like a baby. I was like 18.
My first joke. Shouted at, heckled a witch. You heckled a magician.
A Spanish witch.
That's amazing. But that probably was your first sort of, what's it called, sway into comedy.
Well, I said, what? So you said that's the first.
That's the first funny thing you ever said.
Well, it wasn't funny, was it? No one laughed.
Well, exactly. That's the best.
Well, all right. Yeah, so now you're slagging me off.
No, I'm joking. Right. It was good. Do you know what? Me and your family were all like saying secretly, that was brilliant.
Okay, good.
That was really good.
If anyone's got any things that you thought was hilarious and no one laughed,
it's backfired.
Make me feel better. Like, email in
how? Yeah, because it could be. But we'll judge it. It might even be quite funny, and the people could have been wrong, like bad audience.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? End of the day, exactly. Who's laughing now, Andy?
Bad crowd, all the Spanish people. Well, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know if true comedy, do they?
Do they tune into this? If they could hear us now,
yeah.
The amount of gold that comes out of
do.
A map, which they probably do,
yeah.
For free on the app, yeah, yeah. Our Spanish audience is through the roof.
Yeah. If you don't understand what we're saying, but
we're like dons in Marbella, aren't we?
Yeah, we
should get a yacht, a big FUBAR yacht.
Yeah, Marbella. Shouldn't we?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Just travel in via helicopter.
A big yellow one.
Yeah.
With a picture of Justin Lee Collins on the side.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Justin, it'd be called Justin C. Collins. There's a joke for you.
What?
Justin C. Collins. You've got the C.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's happened.
All aboard.
No one laughed because it wasn't funny.
Yeah, all aboard the Justin C. Collins. Boop, boop.
Yeah, so Rich and Andy at
okay.
So Rich and Andy at foodbyradio.com.
Yeah.
Please, just tell me that. A, tell me that it's funny.
Yeah.
Or B, tell me some of your own ones.
And if you're a witch, call in and slag him off.
Yeah, if you're that Spanish witch, come back in and we'll do a test on you, see if you are a witch.
Explain how it made you feel. Maybe her career went off the skids from that.
Off the skids? What is off the skids?
It didn't skid off the skid.
Off the skid. So you did a skid and skidded off that.
Off that.
Like a double skid.
Her life was on the skids and it skidded off that.
Jesus.
Wow, that is low.
It is low.
But it'd be interesting to see. Look, that could have, like, there could be a whole tale in that. Like her demise. I remember one time I did, it was my fifth gig, and I went to a holiday camp in Marbella and I was having a terrible time. My husband had just left me and some little shit just stood up and said, burn the witch, and I never got over it and now I'm dead. I've killed myself.
Well, this is like a sort of voiceover from beyond the grave, like in American Beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Because she's a witch, she can do stuff
like
that.
Yeah, she can do shit like that. Right, fair enough.
Unless she's not, in which case, call back in, justify yourself.
Exactly.
Maybe we should do that thing where you...
Just do a Ouija board live on the show.
Yeah,
try and contact her.
I'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that to get her in, and then I know this is great. We'll lure her in with a Ouija board, saying "Come in." Then she comes in, and then we'll do the thing where you tie something to her and chuck her in a lake. And if she survives, cool, welcome.
So we're going to chuck her spirit into a lake to check whether she used to be a witch.
No, just her dead corpse.
Would a dead corpse come in on the show?
Listen, no, we'll
have to wheel it in.
No, if she's alive. Oh yeah, good point.
It's not wicked at Bernie's, is it?
Oh yeah, it might be. But we'll have to sort of like, yeah, we'll have to resurrect her and then lob her in the sea. She could be on that Get in the Fucking Sea website.
Yeah, it could be. I was trying to think of what's the Spanish name for Bernie's? Weekend at Bernados.
Bernados? Yeah.
Right, so anyway, also this has happened to me as well.
Go on!
Right, I went into the post office the other week.
Yeah.
And I was just walking about having a look and stuff. Then I saw this letter on the side.
Yeah.
I thought, that's weird. Well, no, it's not that weird to have a letter in a post office. No. But
what the hell is that doing there?
The writing on the letter was my handwriting. It's exactly like my handwriting.
Was it your letter?
It wasn't my letter. I walked in and it said Passport Office, Peterborough, something like that, Her Majesty's Passport Office or something.
Right.
It was exactly the same as my handwriting, but it wasn't my handwriting.
Whoa.
It freaked me out, honestly. I couldn't believe it.
So what happened?
Nothing. What do you mean, what happened?
What, you just went, that's freaking...
No, but I just thought, I picked it up, I took it, but it got me thinking. I don't know what the hell's...
You took it?
Well, yeah.
You stole it?
It was empty. Someone had nicked something from it before it is.
Right, okay.
It had been left on the side. I didn't take...
It's probably someone else thinking that you...
I didn't take someone's passport.
Okay, good.
I've got a different name now. But okay. I just, like, yeah. So anyway, this is a weird thing. A week later, I lost my passport. What I was thinking was, is this, like, maybe...
Twilight
me
zone.
From the future came back and gave me a subtle hint to get my passport sorted out.
Which you ignored.
Yeah, like in Bill and Ted or something.
That does sound like
which
you.
Which I totally ignored.
Yeah, if you did do that, then you now would definitely just go, oh, that's weird. And then, I get it now.
Oh, damn it, now. You could be a bit clearer, me from the future.
So next time you do that, Andy, you're going to write down very clearly, you dick,
yeah.
You've lost your passport.
You've lost your passport, get it sorted out in Peterborough.
Yeah, instead of just like doing your handwriting thinking, I'll notice this handwriting looking similar to mine.
I was too subtle. I'm stupid in the future. It's clear.
Yeah.
But
I think even if you had written, like, Andy, your passport, pick it up. You'd have gone,
yeah, exactly. My mum does that all the time. I just ignore it.
Walked off.
Yeah, but that's one option. Or the other option is there's a doppelganger, like with my handwriting, walking round Dalston.
What, a writing doppelganger?
Yeah.
A doppelwriter?
Yeah.
Weird.
What's it called?
I'm going to start looking at people's hands as they walk past.
See if they've got little sort of...
Yeah, woman hands.
Woman hands, yeah.
Tiny little hands like a lady.
I've got hands like a grandma.
They are quite grandmarish, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm scared about this doppelganger thing anyway.
I love it. I would love a doppelganger.
Yeah?
I absolutely love one. You must have wanted a doppelganger. That is the when someone says you look like someone, that is the, if they're good, that's the best thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? If someone, like, who have you had? What doppelgangers have you had?
Recently, I keep getting Serge from Kasabian.
Okay, yeah, you got long hair. Is that because you got long hair and a hat on?
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I don't look anything like him in the face, do
stupid,
I?
Stupid, isn't it?
James Bay, again the hat.
You do.
And Wurzel Gummidge.
So, yeah, okay, I'm going to go with the third one's the most accurate. No, I'm joking. Yeah. You're like Wurzel Bay.
But the thing is, like, basically, I was gonna tweet James Bay because I've got a really itchy head at the moment. Like, my head's itching loads. It's been like this for a month.
Because your hat.
I don't know if it's because of my hat, but I might tweet him asking if he's got the same problem.
That's a good idea. What do you think when people say you look like James Bay? Do you like it or do you not like it?
I quite like it.
Why do you wear a James Bay t-shirt?
I don't want to look like him.
Why is that James Bay t-shirt all about?
Shut up. I'm not wearing a James Bay t-shirt. But I don't mind it. Because he's quite a good-looking guy, but I look nothing like him, and I don't want anyone to think that I think that I look like him.
That is the worst.
That's the worst.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, Andy. I'm not trying to steal your thunder here. I had the same thing, no hat on, but I just sat on the bus one day, and some like 12-year-old girlfriend. It's like James Bay.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't. But everyone else on the bus went, "What? He thinks he's
James Bay now." Like, no, I don't, guys. I don't. She said that. I'm not thinking that. She thought it.
It's like when someone goes, "Oh, he thinks he's cool with his shoes," and everyone looks at your shoes, and goes, "No, he does."
Like, no, I don't. You're projecting all this stuff on to me.
Yeah, I'm just a man with some shoes on.
Yeah.
I know I'm not some sort of braggart.
No, exactly.
No. Oh, my God. But you say that I look like... Andy is convinced that... Maybe we'll tweet this out. When I'm older, I'm going to look like Ted Danson.
Yeah.
And...
He will. Honestly, you'll look like Ted Danson. I promise you.
I'll tweet out the photo I found of
Yeah, we'll find a picture of Rich laughing, and then we'll get a picture of Ted Danson laughing.
Okay, he's got a very big head.
Yeah. Right, we're going to go into a song, are we?
No, we can do.
Do you want to go into a song?
I think... Yeah.
Have you got anything to say about
doppelgangers? Do you know what would be great if we had two songs that sounded exactly the same?
Well, oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Damn it. I could have thought of something. But anyway
yep.
Coming in a second, we've got some news from around the world.
Oh
no. What? What do you mean? Why have you...
Get a song!
Right, okay, forget it. Do you know what? This doesn't work because I was meant to queue it up and I didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Daft Punk around the world.
Right, smooth.
Around the world.
Daft Punk with Around the World.
Welcome back to Hardest in Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, welcome.
I like to say that. It sort of slipped off the tongue nicely. We were chatting about doppelgangers before the break, were we?
Yeah, we were, yeah.
Fascinating little conversation there, if you missed it. More for you.
I love the way you big up all our conversations. Like, this is hilarious. This is fascinating.
We had
this
a hilarious, exciting, amazing conversation about doppelgangers. I was just going to say, basically, do you ever get those doppelgangers when you sort of, I don't know, they sort of say, you think it's going to be good. Like, I got, someone came up to me and said, oh, you remind me of Jake Gyllenhaal. I went, oh, they went, yeah, Night Stalker.
Yeah.
Which is like, basically he looks ill.
It looks all right. It looks like he's, yeah.
You look Christian Bale. Ah, and The Machinist. Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's that sort of, yay. Yeah.
Look, Andy Serkis, like when he plays Gollum.
Oh. It's like when someone goes, Andy, we're going to Disneyland. Yay, Paris. Ooh.
Oh, not that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the results back for that test. It's positive. Yay. If you get, anyway,
pull that out of that one, didn't you? We've got some emails about when you say something you think's funny and it's not.
Yep.
So, hey guys, glad you're back.
Thank you.
That's nice. Thank you.
Who is this?
I know someone in my office who thinks he's funny, like really funny, but he's so dull. For example, he pretends a staple is his penis, and writes kick me signs on post-it notes and puts them on people's backs. What a cock, Gail.
What the hello, Gail. You're right. Is he just some what a cliched man.
I know.
He sounds like something from in a cartoon.
It does, doesn't it?
Like the Backstreet Kids.
They can think of something better than kick me.
And when do people get when they get there on the backs, they turn around and shake their fist and go, you bloody blugger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, yeah, put a pie in his face.
Gail, is he from a cartoon?
Yeah.
If he is, email back.
Is this
good to clarify.
Dennis the Menace? And are you hallucinating? Yeah.
Also, Oliver, I think he's emailed before.
Oh.
But Oliver says, I thought it was being funny when telling this really long-winded story about this girl I was seeing and how she was into really weird, sexy things and making jokes about it. No one was laughing because some of the people I was talking to were mates. Oops.
Oh, that's a scary thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's tricky. It's that awkwardness. I've had that thing when I was in, it's a while ago, I'm better now, in therapy with, stuck in this place with a lot of people who obviously had other mental issues. Mm. And I was in there for, so I was in the same boat as them. So just to give you some context here. And yeah. I was in there with a lot of people who had eating disorders and I'm a comedian first and foremost. So I can't resist that. And no matter what the setting is, in a funeral, it's really hard to keep down that, oh, it'd be funny if this happened. Do you know what I mean?
It's in me.
So I was sat there with the other girls and we're all chatting about our problems and stuff. And this woman was really upset saying, I don't think I'm going to be able to eat again, da da da. And I said, look, trust me, you'll be fine. I know more about anorexia than you've had hot dinners. Yeah. Didn't work. It didn't work. Actually, the thing is, though, sometimes they actually giggle, but then the therapist will go like, listen, Richie, you know this is your problem. You keep making people laugh. Like, get out.
Right.
It's like school again.
It's like school again. Maybe that's your problem. You're trying to make people funny, so she shouldn't kick you out for that, because that's what she needs to solve.
Yes, you need to give me some drugs to take
this away.
Why
you need to make people laugh?
Exactly. I'm mentally...
You're a diseased man.
Exactly. I need care and love, not kicking out. Yeah. We'll speak about this with the psychiatrist in a second.
Yeah, we will. We will we?
Exciting.
We will. We absolutely will.
Will we?
Right, news.
Yep, news.
Okay.
Serious. I like where you had a different face for that news.
Yeah, suddenly changed, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's the power of my performance skills.
Wow. Who are you again?
Andrew.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Who do you think it was? Peter Sissons.
I thought it was your doppelganger. Serge or James Bay.
Yeah, or Wurzel Gummidge.
Wurzel Gummidge reads the news.
I'm a bit annoyed about Wurzel Gummidge because he made me. Because I used to get put off my food when I was a kid quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I have why I've turned out this sort of stature.
I can tell, yeah.
Yeah, well, but I used to watch Wurzel Gummidge. I kind of liked it, but I couldn't eat any food while watching it because he'd put me off it.
Yeah, like a scummy little man.
Well, he just looked a bit weird. I don't know. I'm not having a go at him. I don't want to hurt his feelings or anything. But he put me off my food.
Yeah, he's probably part of that yew tree set, though.
He looked like he
should be.
But he fancied a human woman. Was he a human?
Hyman woman. Oh God, that's awful, isn't it? I don't know. But I was thinking about that. Sorry, really quickly, before we go to the news. You know yew trees, things?
Yeah.
Do you reckon their sales have depleted?
They must be pissed off themselves. Like, yeah. Why are we getting involved in this?
Christmas trees?
We're not part of this.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. Why are you named after me, you idiot? Yeah. You've defamed me.
Yeah, exactly.
Were yew trees big?
I think they're pretty big, yeah.
Are they big?
Well, do you mean in height?
Yeah.
I thought they meant popularity. I thought they were riding high before this scandal.
But could you tell me what a yew tree looks like?
I don't know what one is, to answer. I thought it's...
I just picture it now with little orange tinted shades on and like a side parting because it looks all pervy and weird.
Oh dear, you had a little cigar in its mouth.
Yeah.
With a kid on its knee.
Yeah, exactly.
And it on the rope swing.
Something like that rope swing seems sadistic.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on with that?
Oh.
Right, so news.
Yeah. Sorry, pedo okay. trees.
Right.
Tree-dos. Okay. Sorry, go on.
Right, refugee... Oh, no, I'm going to talk about that. Okay, I've got some things. This is news stroke facts.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Hang on, all news is facts, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well done. So they should call it facts, shouldn't they?
No, because they're fucking flipping the bloody media nowadays. Bloody lies, isn't it?
Satire.
Boom!
Right.
Go.
After that bit of clever comedy there.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, so I've got some facts about the Queen.
Right, we said this a million times. Come on.
Okay, so do you want to know some facts about the Queen?
I would love a Queen fact.
Right, here we go. It's not about... Okay, it's about the Queen. No, okay. It's not about him. Right, okay, so apparently she never wears a helmet on horseback.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Because she's too posh.
It's like Evel Knievel, isn't it?
Oh, it's
devil.
Maybe it's because she's got like
Daredevil.
Got that big bouncy hair that old women have.
Yeah, and it's like a big booth on it, and she'll just when she falls over, just bounce off a rock, and it'll be fine.
She's like extra padding. It's weird. Like this is why I wish I had like nice big hair because you put your helmet on, it stays on like a sponge.
Also, maybe the ground might be sort of like too like scared to like hurt her. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry,
I'll get my head cut off
or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get my head cut off and put in the Tower of London.
Exactly,
it's a load of grass,
or like a rock, just like really frightened because it's trying to be respectful.
Yeah, I didn't mean. Yeah, God.
Okay, another fact about the Queen.
All right.
Apparently she's really good at mimicking stuff. Like she can do, apparently, there used to be a Concorde that flew over Buckingham Palace. She could do a really good impression of a Concorde.
She's
effectively like a royal version of that bloke out of Police Academy.
Wow, yeah, she is. That would be a turn for the books. If she did an impression of Alistair McGowan.
Or that bloke out. Beep, 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 that guy. Yeah.
Maybe she does that.
Her and him together, that would be fucking amazing.
That would be a wicked Christmas.
Yeah.
He should do a Christmas message like her.
Yeah,
if she did a Christmas message with some sound effects in it, it'd be so much better.
Had a very good time.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Yes, Fox.
Why would you swear? I'm doing push up again.
Because Police Academy was 18, wasn't it?
No, you don't go, you Fox. And also, she wouldn't tell it to Merry Christmas, you fuck.
Okay, fine. Yeah, Merry Christmas, you fuck. I mean, quite good.
And then do a cat noise.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't a cat, that was a machine gun.
Oh, was it? Okay, you need to work on your fucking sound effects, mate.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. That'd be good. Imagine her and Hightower doing the message.
That'd be ace, wouldn't it?
Her sat in Hightower's
name. Can we get on the show and get her to do some noises?
Yes.
I'd love that. She could record a jingle for Football Radio. Does anyone know her?
Does anyone know the Queen? Mrs. Queen, if you're listening, please put down the peasant, stop slapping the peasant, and come in here and record a jingle?
A jingle. Or just come down, we'll have a chat with you.
Lend us your beautiful vocal cords and do an impression of a train or whatever it is you do in your spare time.
Yeah, exactly.
You freaking freak.
Okay, well, you've just insulted her now, so she's not going to come down, is she?
She's got a good sense of humour.
I've been dead cert before.
Okay.
Right, okay. Oh, apparently, another thing. She's really into space.
Really?
Yeah. And not they just, like, having more room.
Why don't they just buy it, then?
It's not about Buckingham Palace being massive. She's on about the thing in the sky.
She could buy it, surely.
Buy space? Are you insane?
Well, can't she? Surely, isn't that what the realm do? They just sort of go, right, we're taking that.
Well, they're going to take the universe, are they?
Well, if they get good, are they? Yeah.
Well, what if some aliens have got more money than her?
I don't think that's going to happen. Right. No one has more money than the Queen, Andy.
Really?
That's not, no, of course they don't. That's a fact. If you're a king, the king's the highest thing you can get to in the world, ever. Isn't it?
King of pop.
I mean, for God's sake, yeah, king of pop.
James Cameron's the king of the world, so we'll have to ask him. Is he the most powerful man?
Yeah, if you watched the Oscars once, like 10 years ago, you'll get that reference when he said he's king of the world.
Sorry, I was just chatting to you before the show.
I only know that because you spoke to him before the show. It doesn't make any sense.
Last facts about the Queen.
Okay.
Her handbag's boring. A football coach once looked inside it and said it had normal stuff in it.
What?
Just it had some mints in it.
I bet she got soft mints in there.
Why?
Just because they're old people.
Yeah, I have Murray mints or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Werther's Originals, stuff like that.
Imagine having to blurt it out for your Christmas message. Basically.
Into your hand.
Hello, sorry. give me it to like a... No, take that away with you.
Yeah, a little silver tray.
Yeah, take that. I've got an impression of a train.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, no, that's something else. All right, and also some more... Okay, so that's basically it for the Queen facts.
Fantastic.
But some other stuff's been happening in this world, Rich.
No way.
Yep, it really has. A 2-year-old boy has been found breastfeeding off a dog.
Hang on a minute. Let me just process
that.
Is that
with our windows open?
Hang on a minute. Let me just go and close the window. Say that again.
A two-year-old baby boy.
Yep.
Has been breastfeeding off a dog.
Basically, why? Why? I want some more information.
Okay, listen, right. It basically is in a mechanics thing.
In a what?
A 2-year-old boy was neglected by his family. The mum was drunk. That no one knew where the dad was. The kid was so malnourished, he had to suckle the dog's teat to get milk.
Fuck.
Luckily, the dog was pregnant, so stuff was coming out.
That's just disturbing, though.
It is disturbing,
isn't
it? It's
quite mad that the kid knew to go there.
I know, like, right, okay, I'll try this. I'll try anything. Oh, that's coming out.
Oh, my God. That's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, sort of, what's it called?
Instinctively, he knows that the nipple produces milk. But he must have seen his... Maybe the dogs look very similar to his mum's tit.
Yeah, maybe she had, like, hairy breasts.
Yeah, possibly.
And he just thought, I recognise those. If I have a little yank on that, something's going to come out of it. It has done.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh my God. In his head, that's like, you know, the equivalent of in films when a guy gets stranded in a desert. I don't want to. And he finds like a coconut.
It's like what's he called? The Godfather.
That was John Corleone. I just want to suck in a dog's. Oh God, thank God for that. Hey, come here. Come here, kiddo. Suck on
this. You're going to like Northern. Hey, come here, kid.
Suck on this, baby.
Suck on this, your shit.
Hey, Donnie Brasco, whatever your name
you
is.
Oh, you cock.
Right. Oh, bloody hell.
Right, sorry.
Godfather! Hey, Godfather, come here! Put that bloody dog down! Get out of the car garage!
That's it for news.
How have we got from the Queen doing an impression of a plane to Don Corleone Northerner stuck on a
dog's breast?
On a dog's breast. I like both images.
Desert.
I'd like to see her stroking the dog while Don Corleone sucks on it.
Now I think the news was that Don Corleone sucked on a dog's breast in the desert.
Let's just leave it out there. Put that out there. That could sound trending.
Have happened, yeah. That'd be amazing if that trended on Facebook.
BuzzFeed.
Or just around the world, basically. BuzzFeed, yeah.
I think we'll check our Facebook when we get out of there.
Yeah, see if that's...
See if we've done it.
That's the story now, yeah.
Our claim to fame, we've said the biggest lie in the world.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, also in the news with some refugees. Some stuff.
I want to say this, actually, because my friends are doing something. Obviously, it's a sad topic, just to bring the tone down. If you're going to go to... This is quite serious, isn't it? We need to get this... out of the way.
Yeah.
If you go to crowdfunding.justgiving.com/KentForCalais, you can donate clothes and money, and they wanted to raise £1,000. In about 4 days, they've already raised £52,000.
That's amazing.
So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And so go there, and please, if you can do that, then donate some clothes. That's actually a little fact for you. That's actually it's Liana, who is going out with Noel Fielding. So if you see a refugee in a mirrorball suit,
right, okay,
then you'll know that. Don't be alarmed.
I was going to say actually, because some of my friends are donating. There's like a thing in Dalston, and some of my friends are donating their clothes. But I'm just worried that if the refugees, they've just escaped tyranny, mm-hmm, now they're going to get taken a piss out for looking like a hipster.
Bullied.
Dressed like a hipster.
Yeah, you've got to be careful what we arm them with. What clothes to sort of dress them in.
Yeah, exactly. So be careful.
Treat them with compassion.
What were you saying
that, like, Nigel Farage had been saying some shit?
No, just basically, the thing is, I told you, he's gone back on it now. Nigel Farage, back in April, said that he thinks it's fine to accept refugees because David Cameron's responsible for overthrowing Gaddafi and causing the problem from Libyan refugees coming in.
So you're saying he said that's a positive way?
He was saying he welcomes refugees because he thinks it's our responsibility.
Great!
Yeah. But he's gone back on it now and said that, like...
Why?
He says the notion of refugees has changed. He thinks we're labelling them differently. Oh. Before, it's someone who was escaping, like... Now it's someone who's suffering extreme poverty or stuff. But he was saying before, it was just people who were escaping...
Lauryn Hill.
..like a fascist regime and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so now he said the notion, the nature of it's changed.
The
classification of it's changed.
Oh, so now he's against it.
And also, now he's saying, he's worried that they're going to start robbing people.
What is his problem? He did it right,
and he's gone back on it.
But I think this is going to actually change the world. Like, I think that image, that kid, whatever, and the horrific image, sometimes we need that, because like you can say statistics, like this is happening, I don't get my head around it. One image is like everyone's gone right,
because it's something that it's like in one image it's something everyone can relate to.
Yes, I feel that,
because that's the thing, because so many refugees you don't get the impression that they're actual people just because they're a number.
Yeah, exactly.
But then when you see the one child, you go, okay, I've got a child like that.
I was a child once, sort of thing. I don't want to have that
for me. Or you can just, it's an image that you can relate to, isn't
it? It's like with Martin Luther King, like sometimes a bit of poetry or something can make you go, oh yeah, like say one word or one thing, it just captures everyone's imagination. It's like bosh.
Yeah,
it's
but,
like, I get it.
But I don't think it's going to change the world at all, because stuff like this always happens. It always will happen. It always has happened.
Because
for example, you go mental. Everyone's going mental over the Gaza Strip and Palestine and Israel.
Yep.
Everyone's forgotten that now. Everyone forgets everything. Like it's something that's at the moment.
That.
Well, pretty much.
What was that thing again?
When was
oh,
the last
Jesus.
Time you spoke about it?
Me?
Yeah.
Before the show to someone in secret.
No, you didn't.
I
when
did.
Was that?
just before when just you went there, because we don't like it. So
you just mumble it silently.
Yeah,
yourself.
We have to do it in secret behind your back. But no, I think because
I don't not like it.
Anyway, look.
And I don't like it either.
Anyway, look. Listen. Let's just move on from this. But anyway, compassion, love. Give him a hug. Are we going to go now and have a little chat?
Yeah, but before that, we have a little quick email.
All right.
Harry Tanandi, looking like James Bay is a great thing. He is hot! Exclamation with in big letters.
Thanks very much.
Also,
if
also,
you like, what? Go on.
Also, try Head and Shoulders shampoo for the itchy head. Thank you. I will do, Sarah. Anyway, the reason I was emailing was because my dad tells pointless stories all the time about him when he was younger and thinks he's hilarious. There was when I heard them the first time, not the 100th.
Say that again.
That's what she written.
She's saying, I see. Well done.
That's when she written.
I see.
They was when I heard them the first time, not the 100th.
They was when I heard them the first time. Oh, they was.
That was. It must be to me and what. Let's not deconstruct what she said and make
thanks
him feel
the,
bad.
Thanks for the email.
Thanks for the email, Sarah.
And thanks for the saying we also look awesome.
Yeah, no, she's not. She's saying you guys should aspire to him because he's hot. She's not saying making us.
He should aspire to us.
Hot. Exactly. She's slagging us off in a way.
Yeah.
Wow. But thanks for the email, Sarah.
Thanks. If you're into James Bay and you want to have a threesome in Andy, it's probably the best thing you could do.
Yeah.
Probably like a hybrid. You get
That's
two for
right.
one.
Yeah.
You get the hat version and the non-hat version.
You must look more like him than me because you haven't got a hat and you still got called James Bay.
Yeah, but these kids are like 12 years old. Yeah. But I was singing that song of his at the top of my voice at the back of the 38 bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right. This isn't James Bay, but this is Japan.
Oh!
Okay, that was Japan.
Japan, is that a band?
Yep.
I thought you meant
the country. It's also a place. Ah. There's a place and it's a band.
Yeah.
The place is more well known than the band.
Why are they called Japan? Is there a lot of them in it?
There's loads.
How many?
Four.
Wow.
Yeah.
Four.
Just like the
people.
Real Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
There's only four people in that.
Got a population problem in that band. Something needs to be thrown in the street. So yeah, we're chatting to now a lovely woman called Alva, who is studying for a PhD and at the law department at LSE with an interest in criminal and mental health law and psychopaths and stuff like that. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for chatting to us. We're a bit obsessed with psychopaths, me and Andy.
Yeah.
Should we just quickly start off with what is a psychopath?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a psychopath, so it sort of originated in around, you know, the 1800s.
Yeah.
Where this French guy called Philippe Pinel came up with an idea called mania without delirium. So this is sort of where people's behaviour seemed to be in some ways insane, but yet they didn't have delusions in the same
sure.
way that, you know, someone with psychosis might have. Mm-hmm. And this sort of, it kind of evolved over time up until the 1940s when Herbie Cleckley was the first person to sort of come and popularise the idea of the psychopath and that terminology.
Okay.
And he described a group of people who were sort of hiding behind a mask of sanity, so they appeared to be sane on the outside, whereas on the inside they seemed to be sort of, you know, not like everybody else.
Yeah, human. They're missing that human thing where you maybe like watch a film and go, oh, that's a bit sad. Do they not have that emotional part in their brain?
Yeah. So you have this. So in some ways, some of them are, say, lacking in empathy, and this is one of the characteristics of psychopaths, mm-hmm. Along with kind of being superficially charming, lacking in remorse or guilt.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah. They apparently, like, we're quite into psychopaths. Don't they do that? They have something when they don't register like certain words, so they will look at the word like chair. Table X, then they'll see the word rape and it won't have an effect. It'll be the same thing as seeing the word chair or table or leg or whatever. They don't get an emotional response to things. So they might see rape, kill, stab, and it'd be like, yeah, nothing.
Yeah. And there have been studies where they've linked up their brains, you know, to like kind of scanning their brains while responding to stimuli. And it seems like, it's not completely across the board, but it does seem that compared to normal people, parts of their brain don't react to emotional stimuli, so say things like expressions on people's faces, you know, to say, you know, joy or pain, they have difficulty interpreting those signals that everybody else can interpret.
Sure. They don't have any emotional empathy for that, but they know exactly what those feelings are because they need to replicate them in order
to manipulate
people.
Yeah. So as well, the thing with with some psychopaths is that they can have quite a high IQ and be adept at reading other people and then turning that into manipulation as well. And you might have heard as well that, you know, there's been some research. So a lot of people sort of think of psychopaths as being, you know, whatever, murderers and rapists and the like, you know, whereas actually some sort of highly successful people can also have these traits.
Yeah, it's a good, because I see it as like a superpower. Because think about it, if you're the president, I would be a nervous wreck because I've got emotions. So I'd be like, oh my God, what's going on? I'm going to Iraq. Why have you done that? This kid's like, you just bombed the whole sea, you dumb fool. But they're like, okay, fine. They can disengage their emotions.
They seem like a calculated way.
Is that what you say is true?
In some ways, there have been some theories that actually it's like an adaptation, you know, and it might have evolved because it's actually useful to be able to
survival.
You know, disconnect and turn off your emotions, for survival. And one of the precursors of psychopathy, say, originating in childhood, can be childhood trauma. So again, it could be an adaptation to, you know, histories of trauma, a way of shutting yourself out, that you don't experience them in the way that other people, you know, would.
To deal with it.
Maybe we should ask it a bit later, so before once we've worked out fully what a psychopath is, but I was just going to ask, what do you think makes one a psychopath? Do you think they're born with that, or do you think it can happen from childhood trauma or experience?
Yeah, like environment or like genes.
Yeah, nature.
So this is it's a huge debate, you know, it seems like a lot of things, it seems to be a combination of genetic factors, And interactions with the environment.
Yeah.
And there was some interesting research, I think, around the time that, you know, well, say in the 1800s or the 1900s, where doctors were examining, say, juvenile defenders and offenders and finding they had these sorts of traits.
Then
doctors working in more kind of affluent neighbourhoods also found there were children from families who were causing problems for their own families who also had these traits.
Yeah.
And so it shows that, you know, in some ways, perhaps it could be genetic that it can appear in
They have it.
Because
I was thinking, does the world that we live in, because we live in like a capitalist system, and it seems like if you're a psychopath, you'll do very well in that.
So is
the society we've created breeding more psychopathy? Because, like, you need it. You need to be a psychopath. Like, if I walk down the street and I say homeless guy, or like, it's like there's so much going on you need to care about, but you can't, so you have to shut it down.
Yeah, a lot of the traits of not being a psychopath can be seen as weaknesses.
Like, the way this world works is you have to lie and scam people, basically. That's because how it works to get in there. Like, if you have a shop and you sell kettles, and like someone goes, "Are these the best kettles you can get?" You have to go, "Yes, sir." But you know what I mean? But that's just how it works. You have to sell them like they are. Like, you should really say, if you like Karen, like, actually it's cheaper down the road and they're probably going to be better. But you can't do that. So we need to have that thing.
Still reckon you can get ahead by not doing that. Not everyone has to do that, Rich.
No. No, I'm joking. I'm trying to justify the fact I'm a psychopath. I'm joking.
But one thing I was going to say that's interesting, because you raised a few of the professions that have been found to have a higher concentration of psychopaths.
Hmm.
And you'd be pleased to know that in the top five, there's lawyers.
Yes.
I knew it.
Bankers.
And media people, so people on the TV and the radio.
Really?
And salespeople. So, like
people.
You were saying about the kettle.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is people who maybe want to be famous and maybe try to do that via a radio show possibly have a high chance of being a bit of a psychopath.
It could happen.
I think you're wonderful.
Yeah. But you said that people.
I'm not trying to manipulate you either.
But you said people who are psychopaths generally have high IQs.
Yeah. So thank you again for that.
So that's a discrepancy here.
Who are also modest. But another thing is, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Say with, because obviously we see them as evil, but obviously I don't know what evil is, what is good or evil, there is no such thing, but if these people are born and it's like not their fault, you know, either it's genetic or their environment, and we sort of punish these people by putting them in cages because they're a psychopath, yeah, but should we show them more care and love or less? Because is it wasted to show them care and affection if they don't feel anything?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Also, you know, when psychopaths kill people and stuff, serial killers, and there's all people outside, what's it called, the courts and things like that, scream murderer, killer and stuff like that, that's completely wasted on them.
Yeah, it's just they don't care.
They don't care about any of that.
So is it worth, like, is there any point in us like being, oh, the poor guy? Because it is like a disability, you know? Like, you're born with it.
Yeah.
So should we care for them, or is that a waste because they don't feel care? Or do they, like, care?
A second thing on top of that.
Right.
Also, is there any way of, like, is there any, like, evidence that any person's been treated and not a psychopath anymore from being a psychopath?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is like a massive amount of stuff, but it's also, this is sort of stuff that I'm interested in my research, you know, which is I'm kind of looking at the criminal responsibility of people with psychopathy or personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge, you know, huge academic debate in psychiatry, psychology, and in law as well as to whether, you know, you can say that these people are criminally responsible for their actions, because if they don't really recognize emotions, you know, and they don't have the same kind of moral compunctions that normal people have.
It's like being colourblind.
Are they really in control?
Not stopping at a stoplight. Oh, I didn't see it. I can't feel these things. I don't understand. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, there's some psychiatrists that argue that there doesn't really seem to be much of a difference between, say, your ordinary offender and someone who, you know, is said to be a psychopath or have a personality disorder. And that it can be hard to kind of draw the line between, you know, people who are just want to offend or just want to do bad things, and those who sort of can't help themselves.
Right.
Sure. But
yeah.
And what about the, has there ever been a psychopath, like a successful case? Because there was a guy in, I think in the 60s, who used kind of like he used like psychedelics and things like that, and he had this sort of coming when he had like psychopaths and stuff all together, and he sort of left them to it. They were kind of their own, they treated themselves basically. He didn't get involved, and he just watched from behind the screen, and then like he noticed they all started becoming quite compassionate towards each other, and he thought he'd created this sort of commune of love, and he thought he'd solved everything. And generally, but like the chances of psychopaths reoffending when they come back out, we chatted about this before, I think, but the chances of psychopaths reoffending is usually 60% when they've tried to be reformed by various people. But with this guy, the chances were like 80%.
Yeah,
because
it came out.
The psychopaths had learnt how to manipulate people better because they felt love. Well, they saw what love was and stuff, and so they were better able to manipulate people because they had more to draw
from. It's like
method
acting. It's like if you give them an ecstasy pill and we feel loved up. Do they feel loved up? Do they go, "Oh, I love you, mate"? Do they actually feel that?
That's a different question, but yeah.
Because I have no idea.
Well, you should give one an E and see.
Yeah.
Pop on
a psychopath an E and see what he does.
Pop some Prodigy on and see if he likes it.
By the way, just so people know as well, there's a lot of famous psychopaths in like literature and things. Like, you know, like Sherlock Holmes is meant to be a sociopath.
Really?
Sociopath.
And by the way, just before that question, can you can you define the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath?
Well, I had a bit of a look at this, and it seems like sociopath, I suppose the idea is that it's to show that the person has trouble with sort of social interactions and the way that they respond to other people. And as well, the word psychopath, because of the psycho part of it, it's kind of confusing. You can confuse it with other terms, you know, like psychosis, or it's kind of quite a vague term.
Yeah.
But sociopath, it didn't really take off in the same way that psychopath has.
It sounds cool.
It's not as violent, would you say?
Psycho. Or? Sounds good. Would be boring. Socia. Sorry. Yeah, carry on.
So I think, well earlier you were talking about people outside the courts or whatever when psychopaths are being being prosecuted. Yeah. And one of the things that often comes up, like say in relation to the Anders Breivik case in Norway. Was that he was pleading insanity, and in the newspapers and some people in the public as well were saying that he shouldn't be allowed, you know, to be found insane because that would be like letting him off.
But he is though. Surely it's like, I don't understand, like the fact that he wanted to do that to me is, well, he's insane.
Yeah.
That's it. Why would you want to do that if you weren't insane? If you were sane, you don't do that.
No, I mean, he had some kind of political agenda, didn't he? Or was that right or not?
Yeah. Well, again, you know, if you say that, you could classify him as a type of terrorist. You know, whereas if you were to find terrorists as being insane, then that would...
I do though. Like, those guys that flew the planes into the Twin Towers, I think, you're fools. You think you're going off to a better place, and you think, I'm marching myself, I'm going to go off to heaven and be surrounded by 72 virgins or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, someone's put this in your brain, and they've warped it.
But I don't know if that is, or if it's just that they're so desperate and easily led as well. There's lots of different reasons. It's not that they're all
like,
insane.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but like say, even our soldiers that we send to war, we make them kill people. That's not healthy, but like they've been trained that way, so we can untrain them, right?
Yeah, is that possible to untrain someone?
To untrain a psycho, to unravel all the psychoness you've done.
Going back to the idea of treatment, so that story that you referred to where they turned out to be sort of better psychopaths after having gone through treatment, some of that research has been since discredited as well, to say that they weren't very well conducted studies that ended up showing those results, and that there have been sort of more encouraging results more recently.
Yeah.
But say like using these kind of psychological behavioural interventions like cognitive behavioural therapy, which is also
CBT.
Used in depression and anxiety as well.
Yeah.
And so it seems like, you know, there have been some, say, changes in people's behaviour, but it can be difficult to evaluate whether or not someone's, you know, these psychopathic traits are in, you know, in remission or are gone, because a lot of the time the people are being treated in a secure environment, and it's hard to test out, you know, in a realistic way whether or not, you know, they still, you know, have these psychopathic deficits.
Yeah, you can't tell unless he stabs someone. Oh, he has got it still. Yeah. How do you gauge it? Because he could be manipulating you. That's the thing.
There's some professionals.
This is a massive catch-22 with treating people with psychopathy or personality disorder, is that if you're saying that they're manipulative and they're great at conning people, and you're there, you know, you're there giving them empathy classes, and then they're coming back to you and saying, "Oh yes, I feel empathy."
Also, you've got a lovely suit on, doctor.
It?
Yeah, I've really changed, honestly.
What a smashing blouse you're wearing, doctor. Thanks very much.
There's some professions, aren't there, that just completely geared to what apparently I was reading up on like bomb disposal experts need to have like low levels of motion, like, and not like have quite a steely nerve in the face of like pressure and things like that. That's all traits of a psychopath. But it, I mean, would you say, does that mean that all bomb disposal experts are psychopaths? Because my old landlord was an underwater bomb disposal expert.
Was he?
So was he a psychopath? He looked really nice. Had a nice little beard.
I think didn't you burn his house down with a coconut?
That was a different landlord.
Phew, we could have had you.
Yeah, you could have gone mental, couldn't
he? Sorry, go on.
Sorry, the question was.
The
question was:
should Ken Dodd be a bomb disposal person now?
No. Do you think there's like there's a massive concentration of psychopaths in certain professions, like i.e. bomb disposal experts?
Yeah.
Do I think there is a massive concentration?
Is there?
Well, the research, say the research into whether CEOs are psychopaths, is found that within the normal population or general population, the prevalence is about 1%. And then within, you know, the populations they study, there was between 4% and 5%.
Wow.
So, like, you know, it's a higher level of psychopaths, but it's not like everybody's a psychopath.
So it's not like 99.99999.
No.
Politicians, I think, must be psychos. Like, they lie really easily and they just do it and until they get caught and they go, I'm sorry. It's just...
There's not all of them, though. There's going to be, like, it's only going to be a percentage, isn't there?
But I think more of people will percentage gravitate towards that. Because it seems like, if I was a psycho, what do you want? Power and fame? Fantastic. I can go and invade anything. Mm. And all I've got to do is lie. I'm great at that. Do you know what I mean? I think it's good. Because I was... And very quickly, I just want to ask you this, because I'm a bit fascinated with free will. Have you heard of a guy called Sam Harris? He studies he's a neuroscientist, and David Eagleman.
Okay. I haven't heard of them, I don't think, but go on.
Well, I'll just talk something there. So that basically they study, and they basically they were saying there is no such thing as free will. He's saying, look, you give me the technology and any case of something where, like, you know, so maybe someone's murdered someone, killed someone, like when you want to say scratch your head, our egoic mind thinks, oh, I'm going to scratch my head, but if you hook the body up to monitors, your body told you to do that before you had the thought in your head, I'm going to do it. And that happens for everything, for crimes, like, so that you're not in the driving seat. You feel like you are because you feel like you got free will, but you don't, and therefore nobody should be guilty, because it's just bad luck from genes to, you know, environment. You were always going to do that. Like, even if, like, someone killed someone's daughter and he's actually gone to the people who've had their daughter killed and said, look, trust me, he's helped them to cope with it, saying, if you had had this guy's life, you would have killed your daughter. That's it wasn't him. It was always going to happen. What do you think of that? Is no one guilty? I say just let the prison doors open, let them all out and see what happens.
That'll be an interesting social experiment anyway.
I'd get straight in the cell and lock myself in and say, get out, you freaks.
Yeah, you would.
But still,
you'd hate it. You'd absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I have come across that research, and it's you can make quite a big thing of it, but it's difficult to extrapolate from that people don't have free will or that free will doesn't exist. But there is these kind of studies that show that there's like a firing of, you know, there's something going on in your brain basically before you even make a conscious decision.
Yeah, it's not you.
But then the other sort of issue with that as well is that, you know, then it means that, you know, so nobody's responsible for any crimes they commit. It's all sort of social determinism.
But that's the point. Yeah. That's the point. Why are we punishing people for just having an unfortunate circumstance of life circumstance?
But that's the thing we need to treat. But there's another article I read, and they basically summed up this guy been working with prisoners and stuff for a long time, and they summed everything, like, they summed the reason that why people commit violence in one sentence. I wonder what you thought and how it relates to psychopaths. They said that all violence is an attempt to replace shame with self-esteem. So basically what it is is that, like, everyone is trying to sort of, they've been shamed in some kind of way, and they're trying to, like, that the only way they know how to replace that with self-esteem is by being violent.
Anger, I get that.
But you get that.
I mean, yeah, I get that.
So what, have you killed?
No, not killed, but, like, I get the idea of that sort of, that thing, like, you've been wrong and you feel angry, and the only way to get it back is to get it out.
I understand that. I think that's quite interesting, because when you think about that, it kind of really, it makes you understand a bit clearer why people do stuff. But in relation to psychopaths and stuff, see, if they are a psychopath and they have low levels of emotions and things, are they still prone to being shamed or feeling shame?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like the sort of emotional deficits that psychopaths have tends to be towards understanding the emotions of other people or feeling those emotions, but it doesn't mean that they don't feel anything for themselves. And as well, they do tend to have, or say some of the, it depends on the mixture, but some of the characteristics are like a grandiose sense of self-worth.
Yeah, sure.
And so if that's, you know, so like an injured ego, and I read some articles about narcissistic personality disorder as well that argued a similar thing, that if their kind of fragile egos are injured in some way, then they can respond with anger in perhaps a more extreme way. And then if you also remove empathy from the equation, they might be capable of doing things that other people wouldn't be, because they don't really think about the consequences
for
others. Yeah.
It's quite good as well. You know what you're saying then, Andy's little thing about the sentence. Like, when I think about it, deep down level, that's what sort of drives people to work in anyway. Normally, you feel inadequate in some way in your life, younger, and then you're like, I'm going to get this bloody job. I'm going to work in Tesco, I'm going to be the best. And it's like, it's running off an anger thing, isn't
it?
That's what keeps you going until 12 and I'm going to shut this.
That's what makes you feel angry and a bit upset towards people.
Yeah, I'm going to be the best comedian in the world. Damn, it got taken away from me again. I'm back to shame again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Another thing as well, apparently I was reading that, like, psychopaths, like, but a lot of people, like, you know, well, my misconception was that they don't feel very much of anything, but apparently they feel like, you know, say for example, if they gamble, if they do like to take, do a high risk situation, apparently they're mm-hmm. like a pleasure center, like releases up to 5 times more than we do off the same thing.
Really?
Wow. So someone said that they're feeding off those kind of like
higher than we get.
Yeah.
Wow.
Another one of the characteristics is impulsivity as well.
Yeah,
and
that's
why. Risk-taking, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why, that's like, that goes maybe to explain why they do that. Because that pleasure centre is receiving like more than we experience.
Sure. Can we do very quickly? Andy thinks I'm a psychopath.
Okay, but we're going to song before, and then come back.
We're going to go to song and come back.
I'm going
to
basically, I've suspected loads of people, but I've just, I thought my own dad was one for a bit, but I've just since decided I don't think he is.
Just me.
Just okay. Rich now. Just Rich is left. So he's the last one.
So we'll come back and quickly find out if I am by doing a test of my personality traits. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Wicked. Right, speak to you in a second.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Cheers. One sec.
talking heads with This Must Be the Place. We're chatting to a psychopath. No,
yeah.
We're not.
No, we're not.
To a lady who knows a lot about psychopaths.
Is she there?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Albert, hello there. Welcome back. Sorry, I just
Hi.
I just touched Adam's hand accidentally, and he's got a cold, and I'm a bit
worried about.
No, I don't like it. I didn't even shake his hand on the way in case I got a bit sick.
Yeah,
But that's only so I do a good job on the show.
Basically, we haven't seen Adam for ages. He said I missed you guys.
Yeah, it's lovely.
On the way here, Rich said, I'm looking forward to seeing Adam.
He's ill.
I was like, what? He's ill. But also, when we saw him, I hugged him. You flicked him on the shoulder.
I didn't want to get. Whatever he's got.
It's like a weird affectionate flick on the shoulder. I've never seen that done before.
I wanted to show that I'm not scared to touch him, but just only a small amount. The end of my finger just brushed his shoulder.
It looked like a sort of doctor inspecting a patient or something.
Yeah, to give him a prod. Fine, on his way.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so we're going to be chatting.
Hello, Albert. Welcome back.
Hi.
Yeah. Basically, Richard thinks he may be a psychopath, and I think he's definitely one.
You accused me, then I went, don't give me that trap. Then I got the checklist out, the Robert Hare psychopathy checklist for the traits of a psychopath, and I'm not going to lie to you, I got a little bit worried. So, can I read these off and tell me if these are right? And Andy can maybe say how these apply to me. Andy?
Yeah, I'm just, John Welby's pulling out.
Okay, well, this is fine. Ready? So you need to be here for this or it's not going to work.
Right.
So these are the traits of a psychopath. Glib and superficial charm.
Yeah.
Okay, do I have that?
Well, she might not know. Does she?
I mean, what I'm saying is that true? Is that true?
Well, that's the first trait.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you have
that's the first one.
Yeah, Andy? He's definitely got that. Yeah, he's definitely glib.
I'm authentic. What does that mean?
I don't know, but you definitely are it.
Whatever it is, glib. Grandiose, exaggeratedly high estimation of self.
Yeah. He thinks everything he does is amazing. Everything he's going to do is amazing.
It
is. He can do anything, he thinks.
I do sometimes think that. I do feel like...
Yeah, and then you realise halfway through you can't, and then you panic.
Yeah. And then Andy does it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is good. Need for stimulation. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but you can't watch the film. But like you watch 10 minutes of a film, then you're off.
I need to go for a walk. I need some sort of food. Not necessarily that, but I need something. That's true. Pathological liar.
Yeah, definitely. You lie about everything. Like, but basically, if you don't return my charger from a laptop, like there's always some story like which I can't. There's no way for me to have a go at you because you've chosen like the perfect thing for me not to get annoyed at. But I know it's a lie every single time. I know it's a lie. Not all that stuff happens to the same person.
I have an eventful life. It's like Big Fish.
It's not. It isn't like Big Fish.
My life is like Big Fish.
You're not Albert Finney or whatever he's called.
I am. I'm just like him.
You're not.
I'm going to have my own film one day.
Seriously.
Oh, damn it. It's kicked back in again.
I know he's lying to me. I know I'm being manipulated.
Okay. So next one is cunningness and manipulativeness.
Yeah, well, we just solved that one.
Get rid of that one. Lack of remorse or guilt.
Yeah. But this is the thing, right? Basically, you don't do anything for me ever, right? I told you before.
I bought you chopsticks.
Listen, right? This is the only thing he ever bought me. Every single year, every Christmas, every birthday, I buy him loads of presents, right? Never opens them. They just go back again because he can't be asked.
No,
but
this is
the only thing he's ever bought me is
alien chopsticks.
It's a pair of alien chopsticks. Cost about £3 from Japan.
Japan, absolutely brilliant. Right? They were so good.
Last week, I went to Barcelona. And whenever it was,
yeah.
I went to Barcelona. I said, Rich, you can stay in my room because he doesn't get to stay at the moment. He's homeless.
Yeah.
Right. And so he stayed there for a week. And when I came back, he said, Andy, I'll wash your sheets for you.
Oh.
And like, yeah, that's amazing. But I'm since then, I've been suspicious as to why. Because you don't do stuff like
it was
that.
So
you never do anything for me ever.
Why have you done that?
What does that make? Does that make any sense?
Alva. Like, I'm a nice man.
Honestly, he really isn't.
I was laid there thinking about chopsticks, and I thought, do you know what? I feel bad. I should wash this man's sheets.
Yeah. My point that I'm trying to make though is that like when he does something for me, it's so out of the blue that I'm immediately suspicious of why. What he's trying to get out of me for this. What he's trying to get here?
Manipulate you.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to manipulate you.
Why are you trying to manipulate? What was going on the sheets? What have you done? I was like, Rich, have you made a mess on the sheets? And you're like, no, just been nice. Like,
oh no,
it's been nice.
I've just noticed the next one. I was staying in your house. Parasitic lifestyle.
Exactly.
Oh God. Let's can move that one on. Poor behavioural controls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were naughty, weren't you?
Okay, yeah. Bit of a silly billy. Sexual promiscuity.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So why are you scared of that one?
Just want to. early behaviour problems. Yep, same again. Lack of realistic long term goals. I am going to be president. I am actually looking to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's the thing.
That's what you think you are going to be there, don't you?
Yeah, new River Phoenix president, man.
Yeah.
That's
all these are getting ticked.
Impulsivity.
Yes.
I'm off.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a little joke for you there. Irresponsibility. Yeah, I'm not very good at taking responsibility.
No. You always want someone else.
I need someone. I'm always going on an agent. Please help me.
Like earlier. Like basically, it's just me and Rich sat and in the studio. And said, Where's the pen? I was like, it's not my responsibility to get you a pen.
Give me the pen. So someone else has to get. Because I can't be trusted. So that's me being honest. No, I'm
trying to make someone else do it. Like, get a pen. Where's the pen? I don't know where the pen is. I'm in the same situation as you, mate. Actually, I've just seen a pen here, so I wasn't.
Okay, so he lied. I've just seen it now. So we've got Psycho Andy over there lying.
Shut up, I don't lie.
Many short-term, not married, juvenile delinquency, revocation of conditional release, criminal versatility. Do you know what one thing I do, which I'll admit to?
Yeah, you rob people as well.
I do this. Tell me if this is psychopathic. Okay, so I went into Whole Foods once, and I was busy filling up my Whole Foods, you know how expensive it is, isn't it? It's too expensive, isn't it, Alva?
Yeah.
Exactly. So even she admits she would steal. So I went in there.
What?
And
I did not admit that.
No.
So you're saying,
yeah,
I'm joking.
Did,
so
no,
what happened was, I was filling up my expense. It was way too expensive. And as I was doing so, a man had a heart attack next to me, right? And everyone crowded around him. The place went crazy. And I thought, right.
This
now,
is a perfect opportunity to steal something.
Yeah, but wait. I thought it's overpriced. They're sort of... And I thought I could either form a little queue, but there was pandemonium. I would have had to queue for longer than I would have. I thought, it's best that I just take this now. Take this opportunity to claim some money back from this place. Is that the sort of
but,
thing?
But also, can I just explain as well that he also stole a packet of peanuts from the poorest corner shop in the world because he's annoyed.
No, wait, Andy. But listen. That is because I'd paid over the odds for some thread.
But not from the same place.
No, but I couldn't go back in there. They'd notice me. I had to. What happened was I bought a needle and thread for £1.50, and I was a bit annoyed because I didn't really want to spend that much money, and so I had to go to another shop and get some nuts for a quid to make sure that universe was balanced out, so I was back in pocket again.
The universe was balanced out. So like the sort of like everything's back in its place.
Everything's perfect
the
now.
The universe can sleep once more.
Exactly.
I'm getting peanuts from a man.
Right. Listen, Alva. I'm sorry about that. So am I a psychopath?
It's pretty clear. I mean, the only thing, because I think we've talked about this in the past, the only thing which has got going for him is that he claims that he gets upset when animals get hurt.
I do. Alva, is that a common thing for a psychopath?
Well, normally the first sign is children who like to harm animals. So I suppose, it sounds like you're maybe not ticking that box.
Thank you. And
Alva,
that's professional psychopath hunter,
no, listen,
Alva.
That's not psychopath hunter. Sort of Van Helsing. Well, listen, right? Basically,
And I cried. I did get upset once.
Also, Anders Breivik stroked a hedgehog or something. And also, Hitler liked dogs, didn't he?
Well, I suppose, you don't have to tick all the boxes.
No. So,
but
definitely one. That's the conclusion. He definitely is one.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, Alva, a few little side questions. Because apparently, psychopaths have got, nerves of steel and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like James Bond, he's possibly a psychopath or sociopath.
Mm-hmm. This research, there's a book called The Wisdom of Psychopaths by Kevin Dutton, and one of the sort of professions mentioned in the title is spies.
Yeah.
So I think it probably helps if if you're a spy, you're happy to manipulate people, you probably, like James Bond, you might have a grandiose sense of self-worth and superficial charm.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, Rich,
I borrowed that book for you, actually.
In his defence, I bought it for you, but you never read it. So I went and bought myself one because you lost it or something. Right, but anyway. I was going to say, he's quite a panicked man. Like, he gets flustered very easily and doesn't deal well with pressure. That doesn't seem like a trait of a psychopath.
Can you be a manic psycho?
Or sort of like a really panicked little psycho?
Well, it's probably, I'd say you have to go to, get properly evaluated because you can have a bit of comorbidity going on where you have different, traits of different disorders rather than just psychopathy. So I'd say you should look for professional opinion.
You'll seek
professional
help
is what you're saying.
Okay.
Right. Well, listen, Alva, thank you so much for coming on. You've been amazing and for putting up with our noise. And I'll go seek professional help.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll just watch the film Psycho and say if it's me or not. That'll be our professional help. But thank you for coming on, and wish you all the best with your studies. And maybe one day if you find an actual psychopath, we can get him in the show and test him and give him some acid and see what happens.
Ask him some questions and stuff like that. So honestly, if you find one,
let us know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, Alva.
Take care.
Bye. She's nice, wasn't she?
Amazing. And that's not me just being manipulative.
Is it, though?
No.
Do we have a song?
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever you want, mate. Whatever you want.
Places Bury Strangers with It Is Nothing. Richard, listen to listen to Fubar Radio.
You're listening to Andy Needles.
Messing up stuff.
Beautiful voice.
Honesty and Needle on Fubar Radio.
It's almost like you were trying to race me to, I'm going to get this in before him.
No, I wasn't. I was just thought, right, I'll just continue. But then I just saw your face look at me really, with disappointment in your eyes.
Like this.
You're just like, oh, God.
Oh, look what you've done.
You look really disappointed in me.
My eyes. I mean, we've got to think about eyes, actually.
I was just saying earlier that, like, you know, people go, oh, he's got really charismatic eyes, or look at his eyes, got lovely eyes, or, you know, like, it's loads of expression in his eyes. It's not your eyes, it's the stuff around your eyes. Yeah. Your eyes are just but like two balls, not doing anything.
Everyone's got the same eyes. It's like, you'd be well to say, I love the skin around your eyes.
Yeah.
That'd be the right thing. Yeah, lovely flappy skin.
But the eyeballs are taking the credit for all the muscles around it doing all the work.
Yeah. If you were an eyeball, you'd be like, if you heard the face, the eyeball getting complimented, and you were the face, but that's me.
Yeah,
that's me.
It's like at Christmas, you know, like when Santa Claus gets all the credit, but it's the mums and dads who are actually doing the presents.
Yeah. So what? Santa Claus is out the eye.
Yeah, and the presents are, and the
presents are the face.
The mums and dads are all the sort of like the eye bags or the muscles around the eyes.
Yeah, it's trying to. To be fair, that's like the face then going saying, look at the eye, look how cool the eye is. Like, isn't he great? Because they sort of do that to themselves, don't they? They go along
with
it.
I guess so. So they're quite generous.
When I've got a kid, I'll be like, look, I bought you that. Sod
him. No.
Like, I spent good money on that. If I don't get that back when I'm old.
I know someone's mum who did that at school.
What, she said that?
Yeah, she said, like, I don't believe in taking back Santa Claus because, like, the kids, I don't want the Santa Claus taking credit for what I've done.
What a bitch.
And she wouldn't let the kid play with any toys, and like, he's fine.
Really?
No, he's fine. He's alright.
Okay, is she one of those mums who puts like cling film on the sofa? Do you know what I mean? They leave the plastic on the seats. I've got a lovely little chair, but if you're not sitting on it, do not enjoy it in any means. Okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Stuck up mums.
So I just got an email through which you're going to like.
Go on.
Can someone send me a nice email? Because it's Rich. Just Rich has got a nice one. Someone called Laura has put, I don't think you're a psycho, Rich. You sound like a lovely boy.
Oh! Snared her. I'm joking. Oh, I am a lovely boy. This is the thing.
Yeah, Laura, that's favouritism. So
no,
can you send
that
a nice
is
one
the
about
truth,
me?
Laura. Well done, Laura, for being.
She's been manipulated.
No,
been
you're manipulated, not, Laura. You're not. Come on down and we'll give you some free chocolate. And
what?
I don't know. No, I'm joking. Come along to the show one day and just sit and say things like that. It'd be lovely.
Yeah, that'd be horrendous.
That'd be right. Lovely, wouldn't it?
So what are we talking about now then?
Just talk about that again. What did you say?
I'll read it out again if you want.
Go on.
You enjoyed it, didn't you?
Go on.
I don't think you're a psycho, Rich. You sound like a lovely boy.
Lovely man.
Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Right, so let's get on with this. So, what were we chatting about earlier? Tom Hardy.
How is that a lovely boy? All the stuff he does to me.
What?
No, you don't know him.
Hey, mate. Do you want to go get your sheets and give him a good sniff? I bet they smell absolutely beautiful, don't they? Because who washed them?
Yeah, but why? You must have shat in them or something. Something happened.
No,
you had sex in them.
Nothing
something
happened.
Honestly,
no.
I know it did.
And sometimes you just.
Why did you do that?
Sometimes, Andy, I see you, I think, I need to help this man.
No, you don't.
Yeah, this is the truth.
Honestly, don't be nice to me. It freaks me out.
No, listen, I'm a lovely
boy.
I'm
not used to it.
And you need to deal with this.
Right.
So just accept when kind things happen. Do you know what? I've actually got you a secret present on the way as well, which
no,
I can't tell
you. You've probably got it now because you feel guilty.
No, I haven't. I've got two things in my mind which I'm thinking about buying you.
Okay.
Which are, and they're good as well. And you'd be like, I think your heart will melt.
You'll probably think about buying them.
Yeah.
I never actually see him, will I?
Well, I was going to like either...
Or you someone could borrow the money and like, to get the money off me to pay for my own present or something like that.
And you need to borrow 20 quid.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Because you can't deal with someone like for spending any sort of money.
Right. I just... hopefully, maybe I'll go to the place where I get them from and someone have a heart attack and I just nick one.
Yeah, exactly. Get me some soybeans from Whole Foods.
Happy birthday, Andy. Yeah. The police aren't here, are they? Fine. what were we chatting about? Eyes and Tom. Why have we got Tom Hardy written down?
You wanted to talk about Tom Hardy. You said like you were annoyed that he took a dog to.
He did that thing. So this is maybe a psychopathic thing. I see through these things. Tom Hardy turned up to the premiere.
As a psychopath,
thing.
You see fellow psychopaths.
Yeah, No. As a lovely boy, I spot a psycho.
Right.
So Tom Hardy at the latest premiere, he took a dog, his dog, and it's not even like a pedigree. It's like just a normal dog, and it's like I've seen so many girls post on my Facebook thing. Oh, could it be any more? I think. No, this is easy. Put me in a suit, put me in my own premiere, and give me a little dog to cuddle.
If I get a premiere, I'm going to take a baby.
Right.
So I'm going to take two babies, and I'll have a t-shirt saying, like, why can't anyone get along?
Oh, good.
Why can't everyone just get along?
I'm going to put two babies on top of two dogs, and then just walk them along. Like,
that'd be cool.
Like He-Man and Battle Cat.
That'd look amazing.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get a white baby and a black baby to show that you're into
both. Yeah. Any. But then what if their mums be like, yeah.
Or get some refugee babies.
Wow.
On refugee dogs.
People would exploit things like that, wouldn't they? That's the thing. Some people are so hungry for fame and to be adored that they would be like, this is a good opportunity. People exploit this stuff.
Do you remember, like, Shilpa Shetty got... what? What are you doing?
Go on.
Remember Shilpa Shetty got... what happened to her? In the Big Brother house, she got racially abused, didn't she?
Shilpa
Shetty. By Jade Goody and Daniel Lloyd and that one out of S Club.
Papa Dom fiasco or something happened.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But remember, like, at the premiere of something, remember Cleo, the woman with red hair? To prove that she wasn't a racist, she turned up with, like, 16 Indian people.
No.
Yeah, seriously. Just
wow.
And they weren't dressed up. There's like a guy was wearing, the dad was wearing a baseball cap. Seriously, just a load of Indian people.
Who are you here with?
She looked like she just got them off the street.
Yeah, are you here on your own? No, I'm here with 16 Indian people. What?
It was like the most obvious example of like trying to just prove. You weren't a racist ever.
Mid interview, just nibbling on a naan. Anyway,
sorry, just eating this authentic Indian naan bread.
What, is this not the East is East premiere? Oh, I can't believe this. I'm going home then.
Is this not Bend It Like Beckham?
Yeah. Oh, forget it. You racists. Oh, funny. But yeah, it's a good little... Laura, if you emailed in, what do you think of Tom Hardy? Just I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah. Is he a lovely boy as well?
Is he a lovely boy? Say no. Say no. So listen, Kurt Russell, update.
Yes, Kurt Russell.
Stalking Kurt Russell is our feature where we try and get our hero, Kurt Russell, on the show. Yeah. We've got a mini update.
Richard, can we just have the jingle?
Yep.
Stalking Kurt Russell. Yeah, it's a bit long, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's
I mean it!
That's Kurt Russell saying, cut that out, I mean it. Mm. That was Andy's taking this opportunity to eat some banana, and I just popped a wasabi pea in my mouth. So, little inside information there from the studio. Ruin the magic, why don't you, Rich? So tell us what you've got, Andy. Information.
No, that's the thing. I've got Kurt Russell news.
Yep, go on. Explain. Right.
Well, we tried to get Kurt Russell on. Mm-hmm. He's not having any of it. Well, no, we haven't got to him yet, have we?
No, but we'll
get him. We hunted him down. We're detectives, and, you know, sometimes it takes a while to solve a case. Sometimes you've got to drink the whiskey, you've got to be depressed in your pants and stuff for a bit. That's always the scene in the film, isn't it, halfway through?
Yeah, he's nearly given up.
That's the moment we're at the moment.
We're struggling.
We're thinking, oh, God, we can't find the links and stuff like that. So, in the meantime, I'm also stalking another chap called Bert Russell.
I found
on Facebook, because I was trying to find Kurt Russell, couldn't find him, went on Facebook trying to find any sort of Kurt Russell, see if it's on Facebook. He wasn't there, but I found a guy called Bert Russell, who's a very interesting chap. He doesn't know I'm stalking him, obviously.
Fans won't mind that.
He left his Facebook page open. It's his own fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so, just some Bert Russell update. He's changed his profile picture.
Oh!
Yeah.
What is it to?
It's just a picture of him staring at the camera.
Him staring at the camera?
Yeah.
Well, that's a profile picture.
Yeah, I know.
What does he look like? Is his nose better?
His nose has got better. That's another thing, because he hurt his nose a couple of months ago. He posted a picture of the bridge of his nose had got hurt. He fell over, slipped on some ice, I think. So now he's fine. His nose is fine.
So that's it, is it?
No. Also, he posted a clip of some baby rhinoceros.
Oh, wow.
And also, he said, oh, I wish I could do this, and posted a video of a woman blowing bubbles.
Right.
But she's really good at blowing bubbles, to be fair to him.
One of those big ones.
It's like a massive one, and she blows loads of little ones inside it.
Where?
And also, then she blows smoke into one of them, and then she like pokes it, and like the smoke flies out the bottom, and it flies really like it looks like a jellyfish or something. It looks wicked. I can see why he wants to do it.
That's quite exciting.
So that's Bert Russell news.
Bert Russell, bubble blower.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire. Right, well that's the Bert. I basically had a little lead, so this is quite interesting.
Wow.
I got in contact with someone at a very, quite a big production house in London. I'm not going to say which one it was. And basically, it was 2 weeks ago, and said, my friend's got a lead. I know someone who knows Kurt Russell.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So basically, this morning, I chased the lead. This is the email I got back. Hello, Richard. Sorry to say this, but I think there's some confusion here. I unfortunately do not know Kurt Russell. Wish I did. I think my mate got confused because I used to know Russell Grant. Sorry. Sorry, Tim. Yeah, that's what I got this morning. Sorry.
We should get him on the show. Get Russell Grant on the show. Russell Grant, the clairvoyant from the 80s.
Yeah, so, I mean, stalking Russell Grant, why not?
The horoscope guy.
Yeah, Bert Russell and Russell Grant in here together. So that was annoying. Imagine that. Oh, my God. Hello, Richard. I was like, hey, see, he's got back to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, so that's
God's
that.
Sakes.
That's
well,
that. Failed
that's
again.
That, yeah. There's another thing that happened to me after we've been on the radio show.
Yeah.
I mean, when we're in a hiatus, something happened.
Go on.
It's to do with films, sort of. So it's the link there. But
a shit one.
Like, obviously, me and Rich did this thing called Art of Foley, which was a comedy blap. It came out in February on Channel 4.
Yeah.
I think someone must have seen that, because off the back of that, I've never acted before, right? So that was the first bit of acting I've done. But so I've never received any offers to, like, do you want to be in this thing? Do you want to be in this project?
Yeah.
I got this email from this guy for my agent saying, this must have seen our portfolio or something.
Yeah.
They've given you a direct offer if you want to be in this part.
Wow.
It's like, amazing. It's a horror film, short film. I was like, this sounds wicked.
Oh,
I love horror films. So they go, she goes, right, read it first. I was like, okay, cool. Started reading it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens is, I don't want to say too much because
it might be coming out.
I'm ruining someone else's thing, right? Someone else's short film. Yeah. It was a short film. It's set in a church. So I had to look at the character sheet, right?
Yeah.
I said, right, you are perfect for this role. We're not even going to have you audition. We know you're going to be just right for this part.
Wow, main
yeah?
role.
Just direct thing. One of the main
Johnny
roles.
Depp leading.
Yeah. And that. So, but right, I looked down the character sheet,
yeah.
And like normally I have photographs of what the kind of character they want, right?
Like a mood board.
A mood board, yeah. So it literally goes like, it's going to be like this character.
Okay, cool.
Looked at the picture of my character,
yeah.
Fucking screeched from Saved by the Bell. So immediately I was
wow.
like, what? Why do they think I'm perfect for this?
Typecast.
Screeched from Saved by the Bell.
It's like an insult. I always think that.
Why do I come across as a Screech from the Saved by the Bell type or what?
Should go to a song. Oh, no, I'm joking. But I do think that sometimes when you have a film, and sometimes there's like, you know, clearly it's a very cliched film, not very good films, but there'll be like a, I don't know, an overweight, and the whole point of it is to say, hey, shouldn't we like everyone equal? And because of the way Hollywood works, they get someone who doesn't fit that stereotype, so they get someone who maybe is overweight and, you know, maybe their face is half hanging off, or I don't know what it is. And they, how do they cast that? Like, we're doing a film, it's called You're Pretty on the Inside, and we're looking for a sort of massive
lady,
but who can't really tell what's going on.
Perfect.
Yeah, you look good for it, right?
They're all like, everyone's just crying in the casting because like, oh god,
yeah, oh god, I don't get my face.
That's what
everywhere.
I felt like I was about to cry, right?
So anyway, did you take it?
Then I read the script.
Oh good,
okay, so it gets worse, right?
Oh my
so
god.
So what happens is, like, I'm in a church, mm-hmm. and there's a priest doing a sermon. Like, it feels like something special is going to happen and stuff, right?
Wow.
And so I'm a guy called Terry, and I'm sat in there eating a donut,
right?
Okay, and I wouldn't be able to do that anyway because I don't really eat sugar, but maybe got like a plastic donut or something.
Did you use that as an excuse? I would do, mate, but I don't eat sugar.
I'm sorry. Is it a sugar donut? Oh no, I can't do it now.
It's a sugary roll.
Oh dear. So I start to eat this donut, right? Then suddenly my stomach starts rumbling, like, oh god, something's happening, like my bowels or whatever. Oh. Then I let out a massive fart.
What, in this film?
In the film,
yeah.
So I'm watching a sermon. Everyone looks at me and goes, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Right, then like, I saw that like even bigger one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh god, I can't deal with this. I get up to go to the toilet, let out, this is what it says in the script. They all watch open mouthed until Terry's fart stops. It is a long, long, long fart.
Oh, Jesus.
So a massive, massive fart. I mean, just a fart, a massive fart.
So you thought maybe when I'm on the day, I'll just go, and no one will notice. But he'll be like, no,
yeah,
take again.
I'm sort of wait for it to stop. That's how long it is. Right?
Like a whale.
So I don't even like farts anyway.
No,
so
I'm not funny.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not comfortable doing that for my first major role or whatever.
So what are you thinking now?
Film.
Are you thinking now in your head, maybe I'll do it? Maybe I'll shoot
it? Yeah, I'm on the fence at this moment.
Because pressure from Claire, our agent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought, you know, I might have to do it. And, you know, I'll just bite the biscuit, whatever.
Bite the smelly bullet.
Sorry, yeah, whatever. Then I fall over on the floor. Everyone's like, oh god, what's going on here? Suddenly, like, a jet of blood comes out of my ass.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm, like, screaming and stuff like that. Then I climb out of my own ass, an evil version of me, completely naked.
Wow.
Right?
So I would love to see
that.
This. I would love to see this.
Why do I want to act myself coming out of my own ass?
I don't want
to see that.
No, I would like to see that, though.
And then I'm like an evil version of myself, evil Terry, right? And I get loads of cupcakes, start chucking them about. Eventually, I get my head blown off with a shotgun.
Which version?
The evil version. Me is dead on the floor.
The one that came out of your own ass?
Yeah.
Jesus, mate. That is mad.
Do I put the picture of that? As if I'm going to go yes to that.
I love... Do you know what I like about this? Somewhere in a room, someone went, and then he climbs up with an ass. That's good.
That's good.
He comes out, and then watching his head, blows it off. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Let's put some cupcakes in there, because people like cupcakes.
Yes, they like sweets, don't they?
Yeah, people like cupcakes.
Jamie Oliver, what if he watches it? Maybe take them out for him.
Yeah. We'll edit it out for him. We'll put some organic sausages in there instead.
He'll do a campaign against it or something.
Yeah, but that's basically, I had to text back and say, look, I really like this. It did sound good. I'll watch it, just not myself.
Yeah.
So I just put I'm really flattered that you liked it, but I mean,
I'm flattered
that I look like Screech. Thank you, but I'm just not comfortable seeing myself climb up my own bum.
And that's what you said back to them.
Yeah, well, I think my agent twists it, so he said it's not very comfortable with parts of the script.
Right.
But I just said,
I bet the guy was like, I think he must have known which part.
The bun part, is it?
What, is it not like cupcakes?
It's the donut part, is it? We can change the donut.
Could change the donut, maybe.
It's not
that bit. It could be some bread.
Yeah.
He doesn't like gluten.
Piece of bread. We'll do it. We'll change it.
Some fluff. No, he doesn't
want
to do it.
To be fair, it sounds like the sort of thing I'd watch that. It sounds cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I don't want to see myself come out my own bum ever.
No.
That's like something in worst nightmares.
Would you like to see someone else come out your bum?
No, I wouldn't like to see anyone.
Me?
I wouldn't like to see you come out my own. What?
Imagine that. Imagine we got cast together.
Like, why do you want to come out my own bum?
Triumphantly coming out of your bum. To save the day.
You get your head blown off, don't you?
Oh, no. I thought I blew your head off.
No.
Oh, no.
So you don't want to do it now, do you?
I'm not doing the role. I'm not taking it. It's not been offered to me, but I'm not taking it. So what's up next?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about inventions or something, didn't you?
Oh, I've just been watching. Just a little tiny thing. Been watching a bit of Dragon's Den.
Oh yeah.
Anybody else watch Dragon's Den out there? Email in.
Email if you watch Dragon's Den. Yeah.
Pretty rubbish, to be honest. But they're just like one of the guys, actually quite relevant earlier. He invented this thing called. Felt sorry for him, actually. Went in there proud as chips, or whatever the word is.
Yeah, that's
went
right.
In there,
that's correct.
He said, "Look, germs are everywhere. Yeah, so I invented this thing called Ludini." So he goes, it's got basically a card that, like, you pull out your wallet and it's in there with your cards, like your HSBC card, and you basically said flick the lid off and just flush change, so you don't have to touch them. And, like, you can sort of, like, lift the thing, it's got a little catch on it, but you look mental.
Yeah.
And she said, he went, "How was he going to do it?" And one went, "Well, why don't you just use some toilet roll?" He went, "Oh."
No.
Like, he hadn't thought.
What? How had you not thought of that? If also, basically, like, in 5 minutes she's thought of that. He must have spent years thinking of that.
Yeah, first thing you do is get some toilet roll.
Yeah, you're right.
He must have been trapped in a bog for ages. Help, help.
Yeah, please, I don't know how to flush this.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe that's why Michael Jackson wore the one glove.
Yeah.
He was scared of germs, wasn't he?
And also maybe had the little, what's it called? Plasters on his fingers.
Yes.
So he could, it's specific.
Yeah.
You could unturn it and then just pop the plasters off, put some new ones on.
I used to put plasters on my fingers like that to copy Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Clever. No, it's not clever.
Not clever at all, is it?
It's just weird.
It's just copying.
Did your mum, like, did your mum's parents think anything weird about that?
My mum's just annoyed that all the plasters were gone.
Oh yeah, it'd be annoying. Oh, I've cut my finger. Where are they? What's this massive pile of plastic in your room next to these glittery shoes? Sorry, Mum. Yeah. Nothing. Funny. Anyway, I was just
funny times.
We wanted to chat about
inventions.
Inventions. Yeah, we just think chatting about any ideas that you've maybe had for stuff which could be quite funny, because we've had some ideas over the past couple of years. One of which was, what was yours, Andy? I thought it was quite good.
What?
We're probably going to blow it now.
Basically, I always get annoyed about trying to get butter onto what's it called, toast.
Trying to spread it on, yeah.
Trying to spread it on. I just thought, like, you know, like you get like a stick deodorant.
Yep.
That with butter. Well, good. Just
it's amazing. I love it.
I think that'd work.
So you just spread, and then you could have, like, you know how you get like Nutella with, like, say, Snickers in it. They sort of swirl it into each other. You have that with Marmite in, and you it gets all in one.
That'd be an ace.
It'd be so sick.
It would work, wouldn't it?
And you could have, like, what else could you have?
People might get confused and put butter on their armpits, but that'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious. Then we'll just film that. Hey, presto,
exactly, yeah.
Comedy sketch.
Kill two birds with one stone.
That'd be on the new Mr. Bean if they do a new one, wouldn't he? You go, blah, 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 he'd end up like...
He's come back, hasn't he? Or something.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's back in the game, isn't he?
I think he drove around, didn't he, in Buckingham Palace or something.
Yes, he did. Went on Top Gear.
Have you ever had any other inventions or anything?
I've had... we're chatting... Like, you could apply that to quite a few other things. Actually, we had that one we're chatting about where it's basically... If you're disabled sort of thing, or you've got a walking stick to walk, a walking stick that turns into an umbrella. So
that's
if it starts raining, simply put the umbrella up, but then
you've got
to fall over. So all you got to do is simply lay there for 4 hours till the rain stops. When the rain stops, which is dried up, get back up, walk away again.
Yeah.
So that's a good invention that could catch on.
Yeah, I had one about if you're one of these people that's thirsty all the time.
Yeah.
It's like an umbrella, but like it's upside down. It's on your head. It's made out of plastic. So it's like a big funnel, and there's a little tube which goes into your mouth. You know, like
dogs who like hurt the neck.
Sort of, yeah. But also, you know, like ice lollies that had like homemade ice lollies, right? You could buy the little like. Stick, but it had like a little bit you could caption, and there's like a little tube.
Yeah,
you sucked the juice.
Yes, I remember that.
Ah, you could do that.
That's another one. You could apply that that thing about applying. You look stupid, but who cares? You know, we look stupid anyway. Forgot. Yeah. Hey, imagine James Bay in one of those things. He looked cool.
He looked cool, didn't he?
He looked cool, James.
Yeah. Also, I had this thing about haircuts actually. Like, but it's not been invented yet. But this is what if someone can invent this for me, mm-hmm. I'd love you forever. Seriously.
Like
a
wig?
I'd maybe even do stuff. No, like a machine, mm-hmm. right? Basically, when you get your favourite haircut of all time.
Yeah.
Have you ever had
God.
A haircut? And you're like, this is amazing. I want to take a photo of all angles. Yeah. So take this into hairdresser and get the same as that, please, because this is
Yeah,
working for me.
What, like a 3D printer, hair for hair?
Yeah, basically. Well, you put your head in it and it cuts to exactly the same haircut you had last time.
So you can never complain. This is it.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Because I've had a really perfect haircut. I'm like, I want to preserve this, but it's going to grow out.
Yeah, it's
like,
annoying.
And I thought about this. I actually worked on the math, but I thought, like, what I was going to do was, like, get every individual hair and cut it individually, like, 2 inches shorter.
Oh, that's good.
But, like, thing is, I did actually do the math, right? Basically, if it would take around 5 seconds to measure 2 inches off, then cut it
right
on each hair.
Yeah.
If I did that, it would have taken me 8,333 hours.
Right.
Or 347 days, so nearly a whole year.
But you'd
by which point my hair would have grown, but I had a wonky haircut.
Imagine that. No!
Yeah.
Jesus.
It wouldn't have worked, basically.
I would love that. There's nothing better. Do you ever get your haircut? It's so good that you've got to go out and drink and think, people have to see me.
Yeah.
People have got to see this now. But you call all your friends you haven't seen. Come and look at me now. Get this in your brain, because this is what I actually look
like. Look at this, please. I look amazing right now. Just come out, everyone.
Get take a load of photos of it. This is it. Then next day, if you see him, this isn't me. That was yesterday.
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, this is wrong. This is all floppy.
I've had that. I've had that exact same thing, but no one wanted to go out. So I'm just stuck inside with an amazing haircut.
What'd you do?
I just got stuck inside, depressed with amazing hairdo.
Oh no, you can't be sad with a cool dude.
No, no.
Oh.
So I went down to the shops just to sort of show it off to the corner shop guy.
But then he was annoyed. You want to make Nick some peanuts? Yeah, exactly. Shit, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend, you look similar.
We've got an email here.
Yes, exactly.
From a lady called Kelly. I had an idea for an invention for a flotation device that kept a bottle of wine afloat in the bath, but also keeps cool in the warm water.
How'd it work?
How does that work? Yeah, that sounds amazing, though.
That sounds good.
Maybe stuff like some ice cubes, possibly, in the inside of the thing. Because, yeah, the warm water is going to be the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a really good invention. I'd like that.
Well done. We'd use that.
Yeah.
I don't drink wine.
I don't drink wine
either.
Does
it work for beer?
I'd watch someone using that. You've done for spying on naked people.
Yeah, but don't you drink a lot of Prosecco?
Yeah, sometimes, actually, don't I?
Yeah, well, there's like 9 bottles of it in your room.
Yeah, but that might be too heavy, because it's a pretty heavy bottle, isn't it? That's sink.
It's that big black ones that you have laying around.
Mm. I look like a right boo sound, don't I?
I know you do. Yeah, it's just been working. Why are there nine bottles of Prosecco?
Richard Griffiths.
Yeah, why are there 9 bottles of Prosecco next to the computer then?
Yeah,
just been working, mate. Not been out.
I'm working.
Yeah. And anyway, it's mad. Listen, should we have a song?
Yeah, let's have a song.
Have a little song. Come back and then wish them farewell.
Yep. Queen with Stone Cold Crazy. I wasn't that play that with the section with Anvil. Not Anvil, what's her name? It's not Anvil, is it? It's definitely not Anvil.
Anvil?
But like that section with the lady, but I thought it might be a bit rude because it's about being crazy, isn't it?
The
section with the psychopath.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to play that, Stone Cold Crazy, but I thought it might be disrespectful.
Okay, yeah.
So I didn't play it.
Because she's a proper, you know, stand-up citizen of like...
Well, no, not her. She's not a psychopath. I'm just saying, like, I think it's wrong to call psychopaths crazy because...
They're not.
Well, if it's 1% of the population,
hey,
I don't
what
know.
Is crazy?
Who knows
what
crazy
is crazy?
Exactly.
Seal.
Right.
Wacky sods.
Right, we're going to be chatting to our old pal, John Welby. If you don't know who he is, he is...
a friend of ours who fixes Mac computers for a living.
Yeah.
And basically, when we've got not enough time left, we normally use as a bit of filler. But yeah. Also, because we love him. John? Yeah.
John?
Are you there?
Hello?
As always.
As always. You literally sit by the phone waiting.
I was waiting the big call.
You sound upbeat,
funny,
mate.
Andy got me a birthday present once, and he got me that Queen tape,
yeah.
And it had that song on it.
That's right. That's true. Yeah.
That's quite odd that he got you a Queen tape and had one of the Queen songs on it.
Yeah, exactly. She should have been the OMD.
Pretty mad. Yeah. Wow.
I thought a bit of Spandau Ballet on there.
So what are you up to, John? Tell us some things, please.
Well,
we've run out.
Moved to Blackpool with the dear missus.
What?
Yeah, he's in Blackpool, yeah. Huh?
You are joking me.
No.
Why?
Splashing about. Just because their parents are there, so we moved up there.
Oh, my God.
The guest who switched on the lights this year.
Go on.
Tim Burton.
No, he hasn't.
That's weird.
That's huge.
That's mental, that.
I know, when I said it to someone, I think I said it to you, didn't I, Andy? He goes, what, is it some guy went to Burton's called Tim?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
what, is that a joke?
That's meant to be a joke.
Yeah, it sort of worked at the time.
It didn't work at
the
time.
Oh, I see. Tim from Burton's.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. So they could sort of get away with the slyness.
Yeah.
Scam people. Welcome down, Tim from Burton's. Is going to be turning on the lights.
Hey, John, you've got a song about... not a song, Jesus Christ. John, you've got something... I was saying about the Burner, she's a witch, and no one laughed. You've got a similar story.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
A joke that's fallen flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had a joke. A friend of mine put up on Facebook. She went, there's a place in Grimsby called Barge. She goes, anyone want to meet me at the Barge? And I said, I don't want to barge in. Nobody laughed.
Nobody will.
Yeah.
For the history of time.
It's weird, isn't it?
What's weird?
Maybe it was the timing, I don't know.
It was. Nothing to do with the content, it was the timing.
Yeah, I think it was everything about it.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it was the whole thing. What else have you been up to? Anything, watched any films? Have you seen anything good?
We've got 5 minutes. Come on, pull it out.
Don't make it into...
I'm only joking.
Right, go! Right, basically, I haven't watched much this week, but I will be watching stuff for next week.
Right.
Exciting.
Fantastic! This is like Barge round two.
It's like what?
It's like Barge round two, the Barge anecdote round two. Right, woo the listeners, John, with your incredible new Blackpool tales. What have you been doing? Come on. What's Blackpool? What's been going on? Come on, Tim Burton is there now or something like that.
Right, so, they've turned on the lights.
Whoa!
You couldn't see before.
Right. Hey, that's more like it, big boy.
Hello.
I've halved my dose of my usual tablet, so...
So how are you feeling?
I could have really done with that woman sort of
diagnosing you.
Yeah. What tablet are you on, John?
Fraser Crane, listeners.
Pardon?
Sorry, I'm on this.
This always happens.
This is important.
It's not important because it is important to him, but it's not important to the listeners.
If
it's what happened last time. Basically, Rich and John started moaning about what ailments they had.
Boring. If someone goes, I've taken half my tablets, people go, what does that mean? And what
does it mean? Essentially. Yeah. Just antidepressants.
Yeah.
But I do actually feel like I've got a bit more life back in my old self again.
Good.
We're driving back from Blackpool to Leeds, me and Laura, today.
Yeah.
And we're sort of having a bit of a go at each other, but because I sort of said something.
What did you say? This might be interesting.
This is good.
I just said you're a silly woman or something, or you're a stupid woman. Because she said, you're a stupid idiot, and I'm like, well, you're a silly woman.
Okay, fair.
I said it seriously.
Oh.
And then we looked at each of them and just burst out laughing. But the thing was,
he's back.
I was dead serious, but then we burst out laughing. But I was actually in the overtaking lane, and I was laughing that hard.
I nearly died.
I actually got dizzy, and I almost felt like I was going to black out.
Jesus Christ, imagine that. He laughed to death on the M1.
He laughed himself too.
Chuckled himself. And then
imagine trying to be the news reader. I've got some sad news. A man laughed himself to death
on the M1. and then, like, imagine this: they've got a little sort of black box, like in car in airplanes, and it says, yeah. "What did he say that was so funny?"
Stupid
he said,
woman.
"You silly woman."
And then
they laughed for a good 8 minutes,
and then he died.
And then crashed.
In a big
the back of a lorry.
Big ball of flames.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
But would you hear any screams or would you just carry on laughing?
What do you mean?
Well,
something maniacal.
You know, instead of, you know, just before the ball of flames. Yeah. You know, Oh, they're just like, bash.
Yeah. Hey, John, so we went to a wedding. Did we chat about that last time? No, me and John went to a wedding, and John went absolutely insane.
Did you?
John didn't take it. John takes medication to stop him going bonkers.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He forgot to take it, and also he's not going to be drinking because he's got diabetes. Mm. He was drinking his head off, basically.
Oh.
And he was going crazy on the dance floor. He was. This is what another thing John does is like you're quite starved of attention, aren't you, John? Sometimes you get starved of affection,
yeah.
So you have to do quite weird things to try and get that attention back to yourself. Mm. It's a little bit
That's
like Rich,
right.
Actually, but in a slightly different way.
A bit like me.
Rich just is by being loud and trying to be funny.
We both got bipolar, Rich.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But John does it.
Nestled into Andy with two.
I know, both parasiting off me.
Bit ambushed.
But like, this is what John does to get attention. Rich is just loud and tries to be funny. But John wets his finger and puts it in people's ears.
That's good. I'm gonna nick that.
And does it? People don't even know.
You can have that, Rich.
Wet willies and stuff.
Yeah, we should trade secrets, John. How do you get attention?
Well, I sort of get my arm underneath Andy's and then flick it up onto my shoulder, so he's actually hugging me.
I know.
That's clever.
It's a clever little trick, yeah.
I just shout in his face.
Oh, yeah.
No, that, well,
that's my head. I don't know why I'm friends with you two.
Right, listen, should we nearly head off then?
Yeah, no, we've got another 2 minutes.
Oh, we've got 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Yeah, we've got 2 minutes.
I actually have something to say, but oh, yes. So Andy and I were reminiscing, and we saw Big Roll get hitched, didn't we?
Our friend Roland.
We've got a picture of you laying face down.
Yeah, Andy face down, like Wurzel Gummidge, who's like basically tried to dress like a reservoir dog and then
I didn't try to dress like anything. I didn't have any clothes.
I kept saying Andy looks like Wurzel Gummidge.
Yeah, he did. It was John who did that, but John looked like a blind Uncle Buck.
I did actually.
He had his shades on. You should see him. I'll post a photo.
Redo it.
Yeah,
I look really pasty pale. I don't know why. Oh, by the way, get some good news.
You've got
15 seconds. Don't use this on your paley look.
No, I'm pre-diabetes now, so...
Well done. That's amazing. So
you've cured yourself.
Tonight.
You've cured yourself.
You can celebrate at home with the audience as well. We're going to be celebrating, obviously, tonight. We're going to have a big party. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks to everyone.
Thanks to everybody.
Thanks to listeners. Mainly thank you to Laura for saying that I'm great.
Exactly. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
We've got to do something next time.
Anytime.
Cheers.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.